Report from the United Nations nuclear watchdog says Iran may be cooperating more, but still hasn't dispelled suspicions that it's enriching nuclear material. The International Atomic Energy Agency's report confirmed finding weapons-grade enriched uranium in samples taken at a nuclear facility last month. Tehran blamed those particles on contaminated machinery purchased abroad. The IAEA also says Iran has admitted to experimenting with uranium enrichment in the early 1990s. While those experiments should have been reported to the IAEA, the agency says they weren't. The UN wants Iran to sign a new protocol allowing for snap nuclear inspections. While Iran has indicated its willingness to do so, Tehran is said to be worried about the preservation of its sovereignty. The United Nations Nuclear Agency says it remains concerned about Iran's nuclear program. This comes amid reports that UN inspectors have found traces of weapons-grade uranium at an Iranian nuclear facility. From Washington, Catherine Drew reports.
The Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency are due to receive a report from IAEA Director General Mohammed El-Baradei in the coming days, ahead of a meeting early next month to discuss Iran's nuclear program. Unnamed officials say the report details how UN inspectors found particles of highly enriched uranium that could be used in a weapons program at an Iranian facility. Authorities in Tehran have denied the existence of any weapons program and claim the equipment in question was already contaminated by traces of enriched uranium when it was purchased. The IAEA says these issues need to be resolved urgently. The United States has accused Iran of developing a clandestine nuclear weapons program in violation of international treaties. Catherine Drew, Washington.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, or try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
A teacher strike has prompted North Kingston, Rhode Island officials to delay the start of school for students by 1 week to next Wednesday. Teachers refuse to report for orientation this week and say they will not work without a new contract in place. A Superior Court hearing will take place Friday morning on school officials' request for an injunction to force teachers into the classroom. Superintendent Dr. James Halley says he's disappointed the teachers have staged the job action.
Certainly we could have kept on talking. We could have opened school. We could have done, gone about our business and eventually resolved our issues.
Halley says even if the judge grants the injunction Friday, he doesn't anticipate schools opening until next Wednesday, with teachers and students reporting at the same
Mom,
time.
Dad, someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Draped in a United Nations flag, the coffin of United Nations worker Martha Michael John was transported yesterday to the FBI facility in Dover, Delaware. Michael John from Delta, Colorado, was killed last week in the terrorist bombing of UN headquarters in Baghdad. The woman's body will be returned to Colorado once forensic testing has been completed, most likely Thursday at the latest. Michael John's family is planning a private burial ceremony for friends and family on Saturday, August 30th on Colorado's western slope. Michael John worked with the World Food Program, which distributes food to refugees, and was in her office at UN headquarters when the bomb went off. On Wall Street, stocks were up today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 23 points to end the day at 93.40. The NASDAQ was up 6 points to finish the session at 17.70. The S&P 500 was up 3 points to end at 9.97. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the family photo album. Always keep a camera handy to capture those special Kodak moments. Like senior proms, graduations, weddings, traffic accidents. Traffic accidents? Why? When I come back, I'll give you a snapshot. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Now, don't get bent out of shape when I advise taking pictures of your car that's bent out of shape in an accident. When accidents occur, emotions run high and details are overlooked, like traffic and road conditions. And those involved don't always see or remember the same thing. What's at stake? Who pays, of course? Keeping an inexpensive disposable camera in your car ready to capture the moment is no accident. One of these pictures could be worth a thousand words and a lot of dollars, too. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network.
When you're swallowing all life's lies,
right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Resistance Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Program produced by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces. Phone number is 800-TALK-YES, 800-825-5937. Or you can email during the program, mikedmalloy@earthlink.net. Well, another Bush lie revealed here. Chefs to the world's heads of state gathered in Paris on Monday with U.S. President George W. Bush's chief, revealing that French fries never came off the White House menu. Of course not. That's sport. All that stuff about freedom fries and little restaurants in South Carolina and East Elbow, Nebraska, and places like that. The, you know, media picks up on it. You know, Bush and his people just sit back and laugh at that. They go, look at these dumb bastards. Look at them. Oh, my God. White House head chef Walter Scheib announced that French fries had never been banished from Bush's table, even during the run-up to the Iraq War when all this nasty France stuff was going on. Freedom fries. The House of Representatives, remember the five or six or 20 cafeterias that are scattered around the U.S. House, changed it to freedom fries. Some Republicans said, well, we're going to change them to freedom fries. That's what we're going to do. And at the time, a White House spokesman declined to comment on what kind of fries Bush was eating. Well, now you know. Now you know. The club is the Club of Leaders Chefs, Club des Chefs des Chefs. And the White House chef, Walter Scheib, is the current president of that organization. It was set up in 1977 by a French chef. More lies. The Al Franken suit. This all happened yesterday, but Fox News, after being exoriated in court and made a fools of, and you had the judicial or the legal or the courtroom equivalent of the Fox lawyers being told to drop trowel, bend over the table while the judge paddled their little round asses. Okay, we all know that happened. The judge all practically laughed these thugs out of court. Now, the lawsuit by Fox against Al Franken had sought unspecified damages from not just Al Franken, but also from the publisher of Franken's book, Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and Balanced Look at the Right. Now, so how did Fox respond? Fox responded the way right-wing snots always respond, with sarcasm and tacky little name-calling, when they are caught in the wrong. Well, Mike, you do name-calling. Yes, but what we talk about in this program is always righteous. It's never wrongchous. It's always righteous. But when you catch these little rat bastards in lies and deceptions and the kind of crap that they deal with, they always come back. Well, a spokeswoman for Fox, Irina Stephan, said after the suit was tossed out, she said, okay, it's time to return Al Franken to the obscurity that he's normally accustomed to. Now, that's from Fox News spokeswoman Irina Stephan. Obscurity? Al Franken? Irina Stephan? Hello? Please. Now, the lawyer, Floyd Abrams, who represented Al Franken and the publisher in the case, said the withdrawal of the suit was welcome if overdue. And then he said, Fox's lack of grace in ending its suit is of the same nature as its name-calling and silly efforts to deal with criticism of it in the first place. Yeah. Have I mentioned yet how much I hate these people? I haven't? Okay, well, it's 11 and a half minutes past the hour. I really, really hate these people. Terribly, terribly sad story from Milwaukee. Sad when you consider the 8-year-old boy who's now dead. It just makes me furious. Every time I read one of these half-witted stories, this was an autistic 8-year-old boy who was murdered by religious fanatics who thought they were going to cure him of his autism by exorcising a demon out of his body. Huh? How can people in this day and age still be involved in 13th century Catholic insanity, Catholic Church, Roman Church insanity? How is that possible? How is that possible? I mean, The Exorcist was a great movie, a better book. Richard Peter Blatty, was it Richard Peter Blatty? Was that his first name? It was a scary as hell book. But as you read the book, you realized that what he was writing about was just a modern day setting of this kind of evil that Christianity unleashed on the world with all its demons and its death and its hell and its rendering of human flesh and its threats and its negativity. Oh, God, you know, man. But whenever I hear of some child who, because of Christian Science or because of exorcisms or because of some fundamentalist faith, who is it, Seventh-day Adventists, to say you shouldn't eat blood. Jesus, so therefore transfusions. I mean, every time I see one, and it's always children, for the most part. Every once in a while, an adult dies because of this religious stupidity. But this time in Milwaukee, it was a 8-year-old autistic boy suffocated. Now, how did he suffocate? The so-called adults, these medieval ignoramuses gathered around him and apparently tied in wrapped sheets around him to the point where the kid couldn't breathe. He couldn't breathe. But by God, they were going to get those demons out of him, right? He died because his chest was so restricted he could not suck in air. A spokeswoman for the Milwaukee County Coroner said air was not able to get in or out. Now, one person has been arrested in connection with the death. The mother had been taking this poor 8-year-old boy to the church 3 times a week for the last 3 weeks in hopes of curing his autism by having the demons cast out. Oh, my God. And according to the story from CBSNews.com, it was more than an hour after, more than an hour of prayer and having this kid wrapped so tight he couldn't breathe, that one of these half-witted parishioners noticed that the kid was not breathing.
Hold on a minute, Jesus. I think the boy's dead. God.
The preacher there who conducted this poisonous medieval rite, somebody named Bishop David Hemphill Sr., said, "Well, we were asking God to take the spirit that was tormenting this little boy to death. We were praying that hard, but we weren't praying for God to kill him." Damn. Must have got the wires crossed. God screwed up again, didn't he? The boy's grandmother said, "They held the boy down. They held him down until he went to a smothery grave." Freedom of religion? I don't know. Whatever genius came up with this, with that part of the First Amendment, I think that part of the First Amendment should be overturned. I think there should be a First Amendment subchapter A. You know, it should say something like, I don't know. What does the First Amendment say? Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. And then should stop there. Leave out that part about prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Just leave it out. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. And then leave out the second part. Huh? Exorcism. So another child is dead. Boy, these people, poor people over here in Anniston, Alabama, the Army has begun incinerating weapons of mass destruction that have accumulated in several sites around the United States. This is stuff that we developed to kill, poison, destroy, otherwise obliterate other human beings. And when we don't use it, obviously, you know, sitting there in the canisters and in the, I don't know, the 300-millimeter artillery shells, whatever it is, and it starts to deteriorate, so we have to get rid of it. So Anniston, Alabama is one of the places where they're going to burn this stuff. Well, it's not just that. Monsanto and one of the companies that it bought and then got rid of, what's the name of it? Solutia. These two companies utterly destroyed the entire life cycle of people in Anniston, Alabama. Poor Anniston, Alabama. I swear to God. Lawyers for more than 20,000 plaintiffs in federal and state trials over PCB pollution in Anniston reached an agreement today. Actually, it was a couple of days ago. With the companies accused of chemical contamination. It's a $700 million settlement. Now, after all the deductions are taken out, including lawyers' fees and a certain amount of the money that will be set aside for this and set aside for that, each one of these wounded people is going to receive maybe $15,000. That's it. So, you know, you're $700 million. That's chump change. First of all, it's chump change to a company like Monsanto. Monsanto, which is trying to copyright food, for Christ's sake, and trying to trademark and doing a very good job of accomplishing that. Monsanto and ADM want to get to the point where they own patents on things that people eat around the planet. God, where's a good sniper when you need one, right? But the $700 million lawsuit against Monsanto, this was a deal worked out. The terms were agreed to by attorneys in both the federal court case. There's two cases in a state court case. Plaintiffs in both cases had accused Monsanto and its spinoff Solutia of polluting their bodies with PCBs. And it went on from the 1930s to the 1970s. For 45 years, Monsanto ate into the DNA and the flesh and the corpuscles and the cellular structure of human beings in Anniston, Alabama. And when they were finally caught, they just said, "Well, okay, well, screw you. We'll close the factory and move away. How about that?" Right?
Here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, Tom Baudet for Motel6.com. Next time you're goofing around on the internet, you know, in other words, the next time you're at work, click on over to Motel6.com for Click 6 Web Bargains. Those are special discounts at hundreds of locations that you can only get when you book online. Just look for the Click 6 icon at Motel6.com and then get back to work. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the modem on for you. And a Core Hotel.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Show.
The computerized voting machines in the last election, our question is the theft of your vote. On our chat room here, Brainshrub points out that H is the eighth letter of the alphabet, A is the first letter of the alphabet. So if you take that 18181, the exact number of votes that three different candidates in one county in Texas got on these computerized voting machines, and you simply convert it to letters, it becomes... Is it a conspiracy or a coincidence?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to say congratulations. We were elected to the White House by one of the narrowest margins in history. 63% of registered voters...
Wait a second. You wanted me to poll registered voters?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com and join us live this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the IE America Radio Network.
Anaconda.
Budgie.
Camel.
Tick-tick.
Emu.
Frog.
Gopher.
Hyena.
Iguana.
Jaguar.
Cuda Mundi.
Llama.
Minx.
Animal Narwhal. Talk. We talk Oscar. About what you do to your animals and what your animals do to you. Mark, Donna, and Dr. Brad answer all your animal questions from A to Z. Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Ostrich.
Penguin.
Quail.
Rooster.
Seal.
Tortoise.
Vampire bat.
Doing talk radio right from the left, it's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. By the way, today is the birthday of our WhiteRoseSociety.org founder and webmaster, Ben, who is also our bureau chief in Elgin, Illinois. What is he, 25 today? No, Ben's got to be older than that, isn't he? Huh? Well, we met him. What, Kathy, how old would you say he is? 30? Over 30? 40? Probably somewhere in his early or mid-30s, right? If you feel like it, go to WhiteRoseSociety.org. There's a place there where you can send an email. Send Ben a Send Ben Burt. Ben Birch. A happy birthday email. Okay? White Rose Society web dude is, 32 today or something. Happy birthday, Ben. Just part of the family, you know. 800-TALK-YES is the number. Monsanto. Back to Monsanto. This $700 million settlement they have agreed to includes $600 million in cash payments. And then there's some money for cleanup prescription drugs and other programs, funding for an education trust fund, community revitalization, business development and cleanup, and remediation also are included in the settlement. So you see how each individual person here, the 20,000 plaintiffs, the ones who watch family members rot in front of their eyes, the ones who gave birth to 5-pound, 4-ounce eyes that were blind, you know, these people are going to get, what, 15 grand. The one of the companies that has to pay off, Monsanto is one, Solutia is the other. Solutia said it's considering filing for bankruptcy because you know, they can't afford to pay this. These unconscionable bastards. You know, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, no wonder some people just freak out about the whole capitalist system. When you can have a company like Monsanto, they're still in business. They'll be in business when you and I are long dead. These people, Monsanto Chemical Company has done more, it truly has, to destroy human life, to destroy the biosphere, to destroy plant life, to genetically alter and change God's handiwork. And there's no stopping them. There is no way to make companies like Monsanto responsible for anything they do now, 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 70 years ago, 100 years from now. These are evil, filthy entities. They are demon-inspired. They are demon-possessed. They are as murderous as any Republican organization. 20,000 surviving people in little old Anniston, Alabama, and that county over there, who saw their environs, their city, their schools, their children, their old people, their mamas and daddies used as a chemical toxic waste dump. Since 1930 until the 70s when PCBs were finally banned. 35 years it's taken for these rat bastards to reach an agreement. $700 million. It's about the cost of one shipment of genetically modified seed to India. So when you take out all the deductions, the lawyer's fees in each case, $120 million. So there goes $240 million. And then the education trust fund, ha ha, community revitalization, and all this stuff, plus the fact that Monsanto, of course, gets to write all this off. The people who suffered, the people with the huge open running sores, the people who gave birth to retarded children or dead children, they might get 12 grand apiece. Have I said yet how much I hate these people? Yeah, I think I already did. Quick break, we'll be right back.
In high places. They've stolen our country and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
So far, Walmart has been able to successfully defeat all attempts to unionize its workforce, but the world's largest retailer may have finally run into a force it cannot overcome, the government of China. Walmart has 28 stores in 12 Chinese cities, and the state-supervised All-China Federation of Trade Unions is demanding that Walmart let workers organize. According to Chinese law, if more than three workers at any business want to join a union, the business is obligated to let all workers join. For its part, Walmart claims it has such a good relationship with its workers around the world that there's no need for a union, China included.
A Poor People's March from Mississippi arrived on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. this week, where members of the Kensington Welfare Rights Union are calling on the Bush administration to provide health care, food, affordable housing, and living wage jobs to poor Americans. The group set up a tent city dubbed Bushville, similar to the Hoovervilles of the Great Depression. The encampment wasn't popular among D.C. police, who on Sunday morning arrested 17 protesters and dispersed the camp. Sherry Honkala, director of the Kensington Welfare Rights Union, says her group will continue to protest until social services cut under the Bush administration are restored and expanded.
Now we're living during a period in history where we no longer have those entitlements with the elimination of welfare in our country, the cutbacks in every social service program, with a focus on military spending as opposed to human needs. We're really in trouble if we don't begin to get out and build a massive movement calling for economic human rights in our country.
The Poor People's March on Washington will continue through August 29th.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights, taking your calls, talking to celebrities like Raven Simone from The Cosby Show and the Dr. Dolittle movies. Do you have any pets of your own?
I do. I have two chinchillas and I have a big Briard.
Do you train your dog?
I don't. I just give him love and take him out. So he better love me because I have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
So here you are, Charisse Dolittle, who talks to the animals, and you don't even train your own dog. Nothing but love.
Nothing but love. All the need is love.
Animal Talk on the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
27 before the hour. From Rob in Long Beach, just wanted to mention it's the Jehovah's Witnesses, not the Seventh-day Adventists, who have the prohibition on accepting blood transfusions due to the biblical admonition against eating blood. By the way, Rob adds, most of the Seventh-day Adventists I know are personally very liberal. Oh, okay. Ruth in Orlando. Hey, Mike, here you go. Here's the court case from hell. Judge Moore, he of the Big Rock, presiding over the case of that poor autistic boy's death. The defense attorney will say,
well, Judge, we were just following the Bible, Book of Kings, first chapter.
And Judge Moore will say, I cannot be made to deny my God. Case dismissed. Praise the Lord. The devil has been denied again. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Uncle Mike's Story Hour, I think this would be appropriate because this is has to do with that last... gather around, kiddies. Pull up a piece of floor and sit back for a second. Uncle Mike's Story Hour tonight from Morris Dees, Southern Poverty Law Center. Winning the Ten Commandments monument case should make me feel victorious and happy. Instead, I feel sad. I am disappointed because a lawsuit had to be filed in the first place to end a public official's clearly illegal conduct. Over and over again, Alabama civil rights lawyers have been forced to go to court to stop what the collective disapproval of good citizens should have eliminated. This tragic Alabama legacy of defying the law for political gain continues with Chief Justice Roy Moore's religious demagoguery. Justice Moore sneaked his monument into the Alabama Judicial Building under cover of darkness, keeping it secret from the other justices. He was after drama and publicity. Only the cameras of Coral Ridge Ministries were rolling, creating videos that this fundamentalist television ministry later sold for $19.95 as part of a fundraising campaign that must have grossed at least $4 million. Moore's fellow justices were keenly aware that he had recently defeated a well-qualified jurist by campaigning on his Ten Commandments stand. Only one courageous justice spoke out against this movement to govern in the name of God. It is highly unlikely that the others agreed with Moore's illegal actions, but they remained silent. Had all eight justices promptly opposed Moore, public opinion might have turned against his use of religion for personal gain. Governor Don Siegelman and Attorney General Bill Pryor could have added their voices in opposition, probably eliminating the need for our lawsuit. Instead, both stood with Moore. When we sued the Young Men's Christian Association in 1968 for refusing to allow two black boys admission to its summer camp, I got a firsthand view of how local politicians and so-called business leaders were willing to ignore their responsibilities. Mayor Earl James and 40 civic leaders on the Central Wise Board were committed to keeping the YMCA's vast recreational programs segregated. None of these community leaders had the interest or the courage to end this shameful, un-Christian activity. But Judge Frank Johnson ruled that the YMCA had taken over a city recreation function and ordered it integrated. The late former Governor George Wallace, of course, was the high priest of the art of winning votes by vilifying the unpopular and defying the federal courts in the process. He learned from his schoolhouse door stand that his strategy of pitting races against one another and defying federal authority was more popular than following the law. Hopefully, Justice Moore, Alabama's latest high priest, will spare Alabama's youth the spectacle of standing in the Supreme Court door to prevent the removal of this illegal monument. I fear that many will see the federal court rather than Justice Moore as the culprit in this dispute over religious freedom. They will forget our country's history and our Bill of Rights because many colonists came to these shores to escape the yoke of religious zealots. Our nation's founders erected a solid wall between church and state. That wall has withstood numerous assaults by men who would substitute their theology for our democracy. Our troops recently defeated the Taliban, who used strict religious doctrine to enforce their twisted values. Executions were the order of the day for offenses ranging from homosexuality to blasphemy. Americans were shocked at this cruelty committed in the name of religion. Justice Douglas Johnston said about Justice Moore's placement of this monument, quote, "People who govern in the name of God attribute their own personal preferences to God and therefore recognize no limits in imposing those preferences on other people," end quote. Justice Johnston could have said the same thing about the Taliban. Justice Moore has already begun his inquisition. This past February, he drafted an opinion in a child custody case blasting gay and lesbian parents who just want to be with their children. In the decision, which quotes the Bible several times, Judge Moore asserted that homosexuality is detestable and an abominable sin. Even more alarmingly, he wrote that the state must use the power of the sword, including the power of execution, to stop gays and lesbians from influencing our youth. From the Taliban, we might expect words like these. From the public official who wields power in the name of all the people, whether they be believers or non-believers, straight or gay, these words are shocking. "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil," wrote Edmund Burke, the British statesman who pleaded the cause of the American colonists in Parliament, "is for good men to do nothing." The next time an elected official seeks political power by wrapping himself in religion or demonizing unpopular groups, I hope men and women of good conscience will rise up in indignation. Morris Dees with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Well, Morris, I hope so too, but I think the chances of that happening are slim and none, because this is the United States of America. We are stupid in this country. We are murderers. We do not believe in justice, nor do we believe in morality. We certainly don't believe in innocence, and some of us still try to exorcise demons when we have a sick child in front of us. So, while I agree with your plea, your hope, Morris, I'm not very optimistic. Yeah, Justice Moore, soon to be ex-Justice Moore, when he issued that ruling that the state must use the power of the sword, including the power of execution, to stop gays and lesbians, what he is revealing there is his association with the Christian Identity Movement. Now, the Christian Identity Movement, one of the founders, is part and parcel to the company that produces the voting machines that were used here in Georgia and will be used over most of the country in 2004. These people believe, the Christian Identity Movement, go do a Google search on it, you can find it, Christian Identity Movement. They believe in murdering, killing gays, people of color, anyone who doesn't believe the way they do. They believe in the utter and absolute butchery of the Jews, Muslims. Women are to shut up in the Christian Identity Movement. Stay pregnant. Stay on your back. Stay the hell out of my face. I'm a Christian Identity man. These people make the Mormons look like liberals. But it's much worse than that. But the Christian Identity Movement is murderous. Oh, my God. This is one of the groups that threatened my life about 10 years ago here in Atlanta. And as a result, I started carrying a gun and kind of got to the perverse point where I just hoped one of them would pop up behind one of the cars in the parking lot so I could drill the bastard. But it got that bad. It was a Christian Identity Movement. I don't think I've mentioned who it was that was threatening my life on a regular and sustained basis. Because I did a series of programs with the help of a couple of reporters here in the Atlanta area that exposed these thugs out in Cobb County, which is one of the collar counties around Atlanta, their organization out there. They are killers. They really are just filth, just white filth, just the lowest of the low. And Judge Moore is identifying himself as part of the Christian Identity Movement. So, you know, when I see on the videos, and the videos are still going on, all these not fully matured humans that look like adults who are crawling around the entrance to the Alabama Judicial Building on their hands and knees and chanting their asinine, ridiculous prayers and singing their empty, vacuous, stupid hymns in support of someone who is nothing more than a murderous fascist. I just think to myself, the historical Jesus, if he is in a place where there is some sort of consciousness, he's probably retching and throwing up over the nearest commode as he watches these filthy, filthy people operate in his name. Unbelievable stuff. Oh, God. Oh, oh. And we're drifting deeper and deeper into it. I gave you that statistic the other night. 78% of the Americans in this poll, there was a reliable polling organization, believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, and only 28% believe in natural selection or the evolutionary ideas put out by Charles Darwin and people subsequent to him and and 100 years of nothing but irrefutable proof. That's where we are. Okay, but enough from me. Time to move on. Kim is calling, has been holding on forever, from Finland, Minnesota. This your first time calling, Kim?
Yeah, it is.
Welcome aboard, sir.
Unless I called when I was really drunk.
Yeah, well, there's always that possibility.
Yeah. Well, actually, I tried to call you back. I heard you in Santa Fe last winter.
Well, where is Finland, Minnesota?
It's right up north of Duluth, about 60 miles on the shore of Lake Superior.
That's right near the North Pole, isn't it?
Just about. Yeah, right. No. Finally, we got a nice Canadian cold front, got all that humidity out of here. It's great. I love fall.
Yeah, fall. Y'all must be, your highs now must be about, what, 35 during the day?
Yeah, no, actually, we went from, I was just down in Tennessee a little while ago. It was hotter here. It was like in the 90s.
Oh, yeah?
And I was down in Middle Tennessee, where I just bought some land for the winter.
Yeah.
And I got back here, and it was, I'm watching the Air Guard. The 148th is flying over me right at the moment, and they were just letting off flares above me. Yeah, this is supposed to be the wilderness, you know.
Well, you're just out there in adventure land, aren't you?
Oh, no, I'm not shitting you.
Well, no, you can't.
I'm looking out my window.
No, you can't. You can't say that, Kim. This is a radio network.
Oh,
you can't do that.
Right.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. No, you can't.
I just saw it out my window.
Okay.
But there's so many things that I'd like to talk about, but there's a limited amount of time here.
Well, go ahead. Just be very careful with the language, because seriously, we have, you know, we're a radio network and we're on stations.
Right. I heard you on the AM station out of Santa Fe last winter. I tried to call in on my cell phone. I got cut off.
Yeah.
When I got out of range.
Okay. So what are you bringing to the table tonight?
One thing I wanted to mention right away is the only reason I bought this Sirius
satellite radio receiver,
home to anywhere. I got it in the car, and I can pull it out and put it in the house.
Right.
It's because of you and the IE network. And
well, that's very, very kind of you.
I'm glad to hear that.
Tom Hartman, and before he was relieved of his program, Peter Werby.
All of them guys, and it's great. It's like my friends from Santa Fe have been telling me about you guys for a couple of years, and finally, you know, so now I'm hooked.
Well, good. That's
the
a good.
TV is off tonight.
Yeah, that's a good thing to be hooked on. Radio. It was radio in the 30s or radio now? As long as you're hooked on good stuff, like.
No, I got too much. I actually shut off half of my satellite programming on the TV.
Yeah.
I got so disgusted with. I mean, you can't even watch a program anymore without a bunch of digital garbage coming on, advertising stuff right in the middle of the program.
I know.
So all I watch is FS TV, you know, free speech.
Right.
And a couple others on there, you know. The Hitler Channel. There's still some good things on there.
Oh, yeah. The History Channel. I watch it all the time. I love to watch it. I've been watching the thing this week. Well, actually, Monday and over the weekend, about the battles between Nazi Germany and Stalinist Russia.
In color.
Yeah, they had some color footage, and boy, the murder and the mayhem. I didn't realize that at least a million German women were raped when the Russian army marched its way across Eastern Germany into Berlin. A million. German women, plus the slaughter perpetrated against the Russians by the Germans. Oh my God! It was just awful.
They stuck bodies up along the road when they were frozen, you know.
Yeah, like Vlad the Impaler, or something.
So they could see where the road was. They used them as markers, you know.
God.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, it's been great, but
the religious thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely love what you're going on. I mean, I thought I was alone. I mean, yeah. I just love it. The big chunk of rock down there.
Yeah.
That's got to go to the county crusher.
Oh, God.
They should have gone in there, like, right away.
Well, it's in violation of the Ten Commandments, the commandment about not making graven images.
You know, these guys want to, these Christian glassy-eyed, creepy. Have you ever heard that rotten music that so-called rock crap they put out? No,
Christian rock.
Christian. Oh, it's just gross. Anyway, they want to get their foot in the door, and this is where they're going to do it, in some little hick town like this.
Yeah.
You know, they want to get their foot in the door so they can create a Bosnian America.
That's yeah.
You know, and that's where it's at. You know, they want to shove it down our throat in a big way.
I hear you. Well,
it won't be a pleasant way.
No, we continue the struggle. Hey, listen, Kim, I hope you call again.
I will. I'll try to do it sober, too.
Yeah, chill with the language, okay?
Okay, yeah, definitely.
All right. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate you checking in. I know it's hard to keep in mind that because so many people listen on the Internet, it's like, well, it's an Internet show. It's like Bart Cop. But it's not. You know, it's a live radio program, and, you know. Luke is calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey, Luke.
Hey, Mike. Mike, one thing before I get to what I was calling about, like you were talking before, well, I mean, they're going to wrap themselves around, you know, the Bible. What do we expect? We have the nut in the White House. Anytime anything comes up, wraps himself in a flag.
I know. I hear you. Hey, let me put you on hold a second, Luke. Come right back. We got to do a break here. Stay with us, folks. I'm Mike Malloy.
Of the world is across the threshold, and it's all Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Some websites use outrageous gimmicks to attract visitors, like click here and get three wishes. But at Motel6.com, they have Click 6 web bargains that save you even more off the lowest price of any national chain. And you can only get them when you book online. Sorry, no three wishes, but you will have more money. That's usually wish number one anyway. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light on for you. And a core hotel.
You're strapped into 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh, man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
For the latest in cutting-edge technology, computers, entertainment, and much more, tune into tomorrow here on the IE America Radio Network, 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. Hi, this is Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow is the interactive radio program with experts featuring new technology and the latest consumer electronics. Check out our internet site anytime at graveline.com. And join us this Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, right here on the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
What do you think I like about commuting with nature as much as I do, being on the tractor as much time as I do, or spending time with the animals?
Spitting diesel into the ozone layer? Yeah, you're at one with nature.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
On the IE America Radio Network.
Animal Talk, your animalological super information highway, helping you with your pets. Every Sunday night, we take your calls, help your pets, always give away some prizes, and talk to celebrities, like from It Is Enough, Dick Van Patten.
I've been listening to your show. It's fascinating. It's very interesting.
We're nuts, aren't we?
I can see why people would call you up. You really know what you're talking about. It's terrific. Very, very informative.
Uh-oh, we got him on the wrong channel. Animal Talk, Sunday nights, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, on the IE America Radio Network.
You found a home with Mike Malloy.
5 before the hour. We're at 800. 800. Talk yes. Do join us. Got a couple open lines here. All right, back to Luke in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hi, Mike. No, I'm sorry. The thing I really want to call about was apparently they called this thing off again in Texas.
Yeah.
For the redistricting.
Yeah, they're going to wait.
Until everybody comes back and try again, I know.
Yeah.
There's a statement I was reading on the line from a state senator down there named Elliot Shapley.
Yeah.
And he put it real simply. He said, "Governor Perry, we demand that you, for once, be the governor for all Texans, not just merely the Republican Texans living in Washington, D.C., and as we have done, say no to redistricting." I mean, I read that and I just thought, that's just so simple. I mean, it'll never work, but hey.
No, of course not.
It's just so beautifully simple. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, Governor, you work for all of us, not just them.
Yeah, Republicans are vile. They are treacherous. They practice treachery, deceit, mass murder, and all kinds of ugly stuff. So, and Rick Perry is no different from any Republican. So he's, you know, he'll just ignore this. This doesn't mean anything.
But I was glad to see it move on, had their fund drive. I think they reached their goal, where they were covering the cost for the 11 Democrats living over in New Mexico for right now.
Yeah.
I'm glad, you know, they're doing some good work. Mike, sometime I hope you can get somebody on from them. We really need to talk about them, you know what I mean, because that, you know, there's a new thing coming up that I think is doing some good work.
Well, we have over the a couple of times since Move On was first put together back during the attack on Bill Clinton. That's how Move On started. But maybe it is time that we ask someone to join us again.
Okay. Well, Mike, I'll see you, I guess. I'm going to be down your way this weekend.
In Atlanta?
Oh, yes. Dragon Con.
Oh, that's right. Dragon Con is on.
35,000 of us fun freaks show up.
Oh, my. What are you going to come as?
Oh, nothing particular. I've just been going down there for a year listening to some of the writers and people talk. I mean, I met people like Ben Bova.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Isaac Asimov.
Mm-hmm.
Of Ray Bradbury.
Did you see? Yeah. Did you see these people before or after they died?
No. I saw them when they were down there. I've met them.
Yeah.
Now they talked to Asimov one time years and years ago. They did a video link when they used to have the old video phones.
Yeah.
He was still living in Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
It was just amazing to talk to somebody on the other side of the planet at that time and see them.
I bet it was. Hey, listen, you have a great time.
You too.
All right, sir. Thanks for checking in. Quick break here. We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Truth Seekers, this is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Mike Malloy is rational, and you know, I mean, whatever.
You want me fired too?
I mean, I hate the guy. And
you hate me?
True.
You hate me?
Put something on that says he's a great goof, liberal.
Goof?
Yeah. I just can't believe it.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. And least one person was killed and 20 others were injured when Israeli helicopter gunships fired missiles and hit a car near Gaza City. It's not yet known who or what the target of the attack was. Israel has targeted members of the militant Islamic group Hamas recently. The group claimed responsibility for the bombing of the bus in Jerusalem last week that killed 21 people. A convention of 500 labor union representatives in Manhattan Beach, California, decided today to support Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante in the October 7th recall election. AFL-CIO spokesperson Miguel Contreras said in doing so, the group also has pledged to vote against recalling Governor Gray Davis. He says they will be contacting their membership throughout the state, asking them to support their position on the election. Citing the recent power blackout in parts of the Northeast and Midwest, President Bush says it's time for Congress to finish work on energy legislation.
And the recent breakdown of the deliverability of electricity on the East Coast should send a clear signal to the United States Congress that we need a comprehensive energy plan, that we need to modernize our system.
Bush made the comments during a fundraiser in St. Paul, Minnesota. Energy legislation is bottled up in a Senate House negotiating committee where significant differences exist. Congressional negotiators will resume work after Labor Day.
Are you a prescription plan member who uses Clarinex, Zyrtec, or Allegra for allergy relief? Then you should know that many plans are changing the coverage level on your nasal allergy medicine, which might cost you more money. Don't let nasal allergy relief cost you more this year. Just ask your doctor about Flonase, fluticasone propionate nasal spray 50 micrograms. Flonase is approved to relieve the nasal symptoms from pollen, dust mites, pet dander, pollution, smoke, and strong odors. More triggers than any leading allergy medicine. Comparable efficacy and safety among Flonase and these products has not been established. For best results, use Flonase daily. Maximum relief may take several days and results may vary. Side effects are generally mild and may include headache, nosebleed, or sore throat. To learn more about Flonase, see our ad in Fitness Magazine. Visit www.flonase.com or call 1-800-FLONASE. If the copayment for your allergy medicine is costing you more money, ask your doctor if Flonase is right for you. All it takes is Flonase.
R&B singer Bobby Brown is expected to be in an Atlanta courtroom today to answer a charge that he violated terms of his probation. Brown was picked up last Friday at a Metro Atlanta restaurant. Police had been looking for the 33-year-old since a warrant for his arrest was issued last month. Last January, Brown was sentenced to 8 days in jail in connection with a 1996 drunk driving conviction. The arrest warrant was issued because Brown allegedly failed to perform community service and seek drug counseling and testing as part of his probation. The Colorado man who tried to kill President Ronald Reagan in 1981 is asking a federal judge to let him out on unsupervised visits with his family. John Hinckley has been at the St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Washington, D.C. for the last 21 years, leaving only under close supervision. Now his lawyer says he's in no danger to himself or others and should have more freedom. Hinckley's parents were living in Evergreen when he shot Reagan, hoping to impress actress Jodie Foster.
Mom, see you later.
Jason? Who else is going to the concert with you?
Anna and Kyle.
So you'll be home...
At 11.
Good. Make sure to call me if anything comes up, okay?
You know I never forget.
I know you don't. Now, about that music.
Yeah, isn't it awesome?
Well...
Let your kids be who they are, but know what they're doing. Talk, know, ask. Parents, the anti-drug. For more information, call 1-800-788-2800. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
If you use the Bible according to the Reverend Brendan Powell Smith, you'll see the gospel according to Lego. Smith, a California preacher, teaches Bible stories by creating scenarios using Lego blocks. The Reverend Smith lovingly calls his creations the Brick Testament. So far, he has made a Lego Adam and Eve and also has a Lego Moses holding the Ten Commandments. Smith decided to use the blocks to teach youngsters about biblical events through the Old Testament and into the New Testament. Since not all Lego people look like the characters in the Bible, Smith uses marking pens and paint to add things like beards and to make plain blocks look like clothing. You can view some of his work at www.thebricktestament.com. It was an up day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 23 points to end the day at 93.40. The tech-heavy NASDAQ gained 6 points to finish the session at 1770. The S&P 500 pushed up 3 points to end at 997. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. A Ragtop Day is my favorite road trip tune. But before you put your convertible top down, you should know how to keep it up.
When I come back, I'll give you the buzz.
I'm Bobby Likas on the street, talking to people who love their cars. Excuse me, sir, you're putting a car cover on your vehicle?
You bet. I protect my car outside from the weather with a car cover, and from dings and dust when it's inside the garage.
Is it easy to put on?
Easy to put on and take off.
What's it made of?
Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark. Great protection at a great value.
Take it from people who love their cars. Buy a car cover made from Block It Fabric by Kimberly Clark.
Roger Maharis did it on Route 66, and Jimmy Buffett perfected it on A1A. I'm talking about cruising with the top down, the perfect summer sport. For a major league convertible top, bathe it with car wash, never detergent. Use a soft cloth or sponge, except for plastic rear windows. They're so pliable that even a sponge will scratch. And save your elbow grease for your car. Waxing vinyl will dry it out. Instead, use a vinyl protectant. Now you're ready for championship cruising. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. We have some more news from Alabama about their tax plan over there. Who would Jesus tax? It just seems like Alabama is just, man, talk about the epicenter of all these crazy stories. Bush was out today. He gave a speech before, what was it, Kathy, VFW convention? Is that what it was? American Legion, that's right. It really strange to see him stand in front of these people. I think in his opening statement he said he was a member of American Legion post such and such in Houston, right? If you're a deserter, how do you become a member of an American Legion post? I don't quite understand that one. I have never known anybody in any American Legion post or VFW post who was a deserter and still was a member, got to wear the garrison cap and all that. I just don't understand it. Maybe somebody can explain it to me. But Paul Cox, who is part of the veteransforpeace.org organization, In talking about Bush's speech today in front of the American Legion, said, quote, Bush has made assertions that the primary reason for the invasion of Iraq was weapons of mass destruction. Exactly a year ago today, Cheney said to the veterans of foreign wars, quote, simply stated, there's no doubt that Saddam Hussein now has weapons of mass destruction, unquote. It now appears increasingly likely that there were no such weapons. They lied to the American people. They lied to the world. They lied to the United Nations. George W. Bush is the prototypical chicken hawk. He pretends he is a warrior when he hid under the bed during Vietnam. He's a great proponent of, let you and him fight. A core issue for the American Legion is veterans' benefits. But the Bush administration is doing all it can to cut veterans' benefits, to not pay the true costs of war. The Bush administration is trying to cast veterans aside to say, you fight for us, and then not even take care of the health and well-being of the veterans. And one more. Susan Schumann, whose son Justin is currently in Baghdad, she said today, quote, living conditions there are tough, but more importantly, my son and his colleagues are in constant danger. He said to me, Mom, the U.S. just doesn't understand. There are 30 to 40 major incidents here a day, and the U.S. news does not report that. The news only shows one or two incidents, only talks about one or two deaths or one or two illnesses. The ground truth, as our troops who are in Iraq say, is chaos, lack of planning, lack of basic supplies, lack of equipment, lack of personnel. Our soldiers are demoralized. They are fighting in the illegal and unjustified war. Meanwhile, at home, Bush is cutting veterans' benefits and assistance to military children and families. Our sons and daughters have been betrayed by the Bush administration. Soldiers are warned not to speak out by their superiors. It is an unspoken code to keep your political opinions to yourself and your mouth shut. And yet every time I turn around, I am told by Republicans, George W. Bush and the Republican Party are both favored by and supported by our U.S. military. And I have to ask, why? Why? Sean is calling from an undisclosed location, our active duty, regular Army dude. Hey, Sean.
How's it going, Mike?
It's going. How are you?
Well, I'll tell you that I don't support.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Right. Yes. But I want to empathize with that caller from Minnesota. I'm from Brainerd, Minnesota, which is near where he's from. And, you know,
Brainerd? Isn't that where they shot the movie Fargo?
Yeah, well, they shot most of it in Minneapolis, but they shot a lot of it in Brainerd. And we really don't talk like that.
Yeah, you don't?
Well, I can if I choose to, but
right.
For the most part, we talk like I'm talking right now.
It's a great movie.
My question, though, to you is I was listening to the evil one, Rush Limbaugh, today, because, you know, there's nothing else on in Augusta.
Yeah.
You
know,
and you can say where I'm at. I'm in Augusta, Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Didn't you used to be on in Augusta?
I sure did.
I remember listening to an AM station long time back, about 6 months ago, and hearing someone that sounded similar to you,
right?
And or similar to your ideas. And
well, the way I understand, the way I've heard it through the grapevine, that of all people, James Brown, the Godfather of Soul, hated my program so much because of my anti-Bush stance that he went to the radio station's owners or managers and said, "Look, I will give you enough money to pay for 2 years of nothing but gospel music if you just get Mike Malloy off your station." Yeah. Now, that's what I've heard. I have no way to confirm it. James Brown would no more talk to me than he would talk to the man on the moon.
Yes.
But I've heard it. I've heard it from very good sources who live there, very good sources who understand why. Because we could never figure out why all of a sudden the station in Augusta just dropped us for no apparent reason. Hell, I've been saying the same stuff for 3 years. So it wasn't like all of a sudden Malloy went radical.
Yeah, well, that's all that's on here is Rush Limbaugh, Neil Bortz, and religious programming.
Sure.
And sports talk.
Sure,
that's it. That's all we get. And NPR, which, you know, it's...
That's communist. That's communist inspired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The question I wanted to ask, I was listening to the evil one, and he basically, I've heard this radio editorial by, what's his name, the guy who wrote Thieves in High Places. What's his name again?
James Hightower.
Yeah, James Hightower. I heard this radio editorial about how Boeing is leasing planes at higher cost to the U.S. government and making immense profits and so on and so forth.
Right.
And I heard Rush Limbaugh talking about this, saying basically that it was a Democratic senator's wife who was a lobbyist for Boeing,
mm-hmm.
and was basically that was her deal, that she got that passed. I'm wondering if you know anything about that.
I think Limbaugh, part of his statement is true. I'm trying to think, I'm drawing a blank on who the Democratic senator is, whose wife is a lobbyist. It may not be for Boeing. It may be for McDonnell Douglas. But Limbaugh is basically a liar. When I say basically, there's always just enough little bird droppings of truth in some of the things he says to totally confuse and obfuscate the fact that he is essentially at bottom a complete liar. Did he call the name of the person?
Yeah, he did. He actually said the name, but I cannot remember it for the life of me.
Well, I guess if you go to his website, you might be able to get it. But yes, I've heard that before. I'm trying to think. It's a prominent Democrat, if I remember.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it might be one of the presidential the Democratic presidential hopefuls. But you know, my answer to that is always a resounding "So what?" I mean, that's like you talk about the pot calling the kettle greasy. It's just, you know, that's ludicrous, absolutely ludicrous. But Limbaugh is a pig, so you know he's
of course, yeah.
he's going to do that.
All right. Well, that's, you know, I just wanted to know if you had any information.
I wish you'd be more of a help. But anyway, thanks, Sean. I'm glad you called in. All right, sir. You take care. Take care. Back to Alabama, and it's an article in the Seattle newspaper. But they asked the question: who would Jesus tax? Well, yeah. How much of a burden would he lay on the poor? How about the rich and the big corporations? See, this is a problem over in, one of the problems in Alabama. Alabama is still a huge plantation, and white folk and black folk are the slaves. That's the progress that Alabama has made in the past 150 years. It's not just black folk who are slaves now, it's white folk too. Now, come this September 9th, Alabamians are going to have a chance to answer who would Jesus tax and how much of a burden would he lay on the poor. There will be on their ballot a proposal to reform America's most regressive tax system. That's the one in Alabama. The tax system in Alabama, and it's not so much different. It's just it's not different in substance. It's just different in or not different in form. It's just different in content to other states. But the state tax system there is skewed to protect affluent individuals in the states, what they call in Alabama, the big mules. Those are the big corporate farms and the powerful corporate timber interests. Now, there's no other state, though. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, a couple of months ago, where a family of three or four pays income on as little as $4,600 a year. That's right. That's right. If you make $85 a week, the state of Alabama will take their chunk. Last year in Alabama, the lowest earning one-fifth of the people who live there, the lowest earning one-fifth of Alabama taxpayers paid 10.3% of their incomes in state and local taxes. The richest 1% of Alabama taxpayers paid just 3.7%. You see how that works? The poorest of the poor in Alabama pay three times as a percentage of their income, three times as much in taxes as the richest 1%.
Hey, Lou LaBelle, he's talking class warfare again. Malloy's over here talking class warfare, trying to stir people up. The damn poor are supposed to pay more. It says so in the Bible.
Well, that's the issue that's going to be settled in Alabama on September 9th. Now, thanks to Alabama's Republican governor, Bob Riley. Remember we talked about this last week? He is a conservative former congressman of the Newt Gingrich School. He hosts Bible classes at the state capitol in Montgomery. That's right, same Montgomery where they have the Ten Commandments. He was confronted with a $675 million budget deficit as the governor. So he revolted. He said that cutting as deeply as some states are cutting would trigger what he calls a catastrophic failure of government. Whoa, that doesn't sound Republican, does it? In a state already in the cellar of per capita spending for education and other basic services in this great union of 50 states. But Riley came up with a different idea. Now, you kind of know about this, but we're kind of going to go over it again when we come back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places, a ray of hope in these dark days, and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
I am driven to overcome.
I am driven to succeed.
If you're driven, then you need a health insurance company that's driven too and knows how to take care of the self-employed, the backbone of our country. Call 877-740-7797 and have the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company provide you with affordable health insurance.
I am driven to be my own boss, to live my own life.
I am driven to work when I want to, with whom I want to.
I am driven to be the best.
And I expect the companies that support me to be driven too.
For affordable health insurance designed for the self-employed, call right now. 877-740-7797. Toll free, 877-740-7797. Mega. We are driven. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
Am I the only one who thinks it's curious that people calling themselves fiscal conservatives are chug-a-lugging federal money like frat boys binging on Ripple wine? The Reaganauts did this to us 20 years ago. And now the Bushites, some of them the same people, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, and others, are back hitting the federal sauce. George W. has swigged so much that he's now given America its first $2 trillion budget. How much is $1 trillion? It's a 1 followed by 12 zeros. Think of it like this. 1 trillion seconds ago, you weren't around. The USA wasn't around. Western civilization wasn't around. Only Neanderthals were around. 1 trillion seconds is 31,688 years. Bush's budget, as you would expect, is a total perversion of the priorities and values of we the people. Right off the top, he takes another $1.5 trillion from our public treasury to dole out yet another tax giveaway to the rich during the next 10 years. The Pentagon and his fat cat contractors are next in line, getting $400 billion, more than is budgeted for all the other agencies combined. This is a bonanza for the big five Pentagon contractors, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon, and General Dynamics. And this outlay for the war machine doesn't count actually using the machine. A war in Iraq and battles elsewhere are add-ons. As usual, corporate welfare is front and center. For example, polluters are given a pass on paying for the cleanup of Superfund sites, the nastiest, most contaminated spots in America. The Superfund law had taxed polluting industries to pay for cleaning up their own messes. But George W. felt their pain and has now shifted the cost from the polluters to us pollutees, handing the tab to us taxpayers. This is Jim Hightower saying, who's going to pay for Bush's budget binge? You and me, but especially the children who will inherit the debt. Maybe that's what he means by leave no child behind.
Conservatives, here comes your worst nightmare. It's Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour, our senior correspondent out in Minnesota, Chris, believes it is Daschle's wife who is the Boeing lobbyist or spokeswoman lobbyist. I think it is. I think it is, Chris. I think it is Tom Daschle's wife. Yeah. Boo. Anyway, Governor Bob Riley over in Alabama, who is faced with a billion dollar budget deficit for his state, decided that, you know, when he started reading his Bible, he said, I've spent a lot of time reading the New Testament, the governor said, and it has three philosophies: love God, love each other, and take care of the least among you. It is immoral, Governor Riley says, to charge somebody, making $5,000 a year an income tax.
Yeah, that's so true.
Now, Riley's got a tax reform proposal for the state of Alabama, and I will guarantee you, since that state is 95% a Christian, this proposal that Governor Riley is come up with is going to go down in defeat on September 9th. Sorry, you watch. Under Riley's proposal, just the top third of income earners, plus corporations and large farm and timber operations, would pay more taxes. Tax increase. The state's lowest in the nation property taxes would rise moderately. Alabama would then rise from 50th to 44th. In total state and local per capita taxes. They're dead last now. They'd come up six places. Now, according to the Seattle newspaper, Alabama's mainstream religious denominations are backing Riley. What would that be? The Catholic Church? The Methodist? Many mainstream business groups, including the insurance business, the banking and consumer product firms, they are backing the measure as a way to boost education and to sharpen workforce skills. Well, duh! But the so-called independent Christian congregations, you know, the evangelicals, the ones that tune in and watch these thuggish neo-fascists like Dobson and Robertson and Falwell, those people, and the Alabama chapter of the American Christian Coalition, those people, they are against this. They do not want the wealthy to be taxed. They want to continue to have the burden on the backs of poor people. The state's Republican Party is opposed to it. Bob Riley's a Republican. The state Republican Party is opposed to it. Guess what? The state Democratic Party is in favor. Now, polls show, and I don't give a damn who's backing it, they can have Jesus himself go to a mall in Birmingham and back this, and the voters of Alabama will say, get the hell out the way, you long-haired hippie. Polls show that this idea is trailing by 20 points. The no's. Ain't going to do it. Trailing the yes's. So Riley comes out and he says, look, I'll tell you what. I'm a born-again Christian. I'm a Baptist. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in heaven and hell. And my reading of the Bible, it says, love God, love each other, and take care of the least among you. So let's do this. Let's start taxing the wealthy in this state. Let's start taxing the corporations. What is this guy, a communist? Of course he is. The National Taxpayers Union, that's run by I forget who runs it. But the Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly, they are mobilizing in opposition. Americans for Tax Reform, that's the one run by that psychopath Grover Norquist. Americans for Tax Reform says it wants to make Riley the poster child for Republicans who go bad. Norquist says, I want every conservative Republican elected official in the United States to watch Bob Riley lose and learn from it. See how these filthy, filthy degenerates operate? Here's a guy, Riley, I don't know him from Adam's house cat, but I do know that he makes a very true statement. Jesus was in favor of the poor. He wasn't in favor of the rich. He despised the rich, I guess, if Jesus despised anybody. So Riley says, look, we got to get the burden off poor people. And the wealthy people and the Christians, Christian Coalition, and the independent Christian churches and Grover Norquist and the rest of these animals, they say, oh, no, we're going to make an example out of Bob Riley.
My mom needs hearing aids, new shoulders and new legs. My dad needs a break. He works all day, every day. My brother needs a place and a job where he can make enough money.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
quest to find a Northwest Passage brought out the best and worst elements of human nature. I'm Steve Pomplin for Earthwatch Radio. The search for a trade route through the Arctic ice was one of the most determined exploration efforts of 18th century Europe. It was also one of the most irrational. Glenn Williams is the author of a new book about the search for a Northwest Passage. It's called Voyages of Delusion.
The delusion, I suppose, was that there was no evidence of any sort that there was a navigable passage through or around North America.
Williams says every expedition encountered pack ice, impenetrable coasts, and heavy fog, but no passage. But he says fictional stories of fake voyages seem to carry more weight than reality.
Accounts of them were printed and reprinted. Maps were drawn showing the alleged discoveries, which all included a short sea passage through North America. And there was nothing to support these voyages except, I think, the very human hope and expectation that if you want something badly enough, you, in the end, will find it.
Williams says the economic stakes for finding a Northwest Passage were enormous, and failed expeditions were greeted with scorn.
Time and time again, an expedition sets out with high hopes, and within a year, it experiences the same dismal failure as all its predecessors. The expeditions come back, there are recriminations, there are allegations, the captains have been bribed not to find a passage, and so on and so forth. So in the end, it all becomes a really rather unsavory and, I think, a rather sad business.
The 300-year quest for a Northwest Passage finally ended in the 1790s. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Gaylord Nelson Institute and the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio show about animals.
Welcome to Lifestyles of the Wet and Stinky. We're looking at fishy fat cats and wealthy crustaceans. This is Bloodsucking Leech here, sending you algae-covered wishes and caviar-laying dreams.
Animal Talk, Sunday nights on the IE America Radio Network.
All right, boys, come on.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Ready for a liberal helping of the truth? Here's Mike.
Yeah, I should have known that. Matter of fact, I did. But thanks to everybody who sent me the information about Linda Daschle. She's been for two decades a major lobbyist for all sorts of corporations that are involved in the death industry in this country, the war industry. Yeah, that's JB sent me an article, Why Tom Daschle Really Decided Not to Run for the Presidency, and I will post the article. It makes perfect sense. Back to the Alabama thing. So Governor Bob Riley there, after reading his New Testament, decides that poor people should not have to carry the burden of taxes, that wealthy people and... Of course, there were no corporations back in Jesus' day, but wealthy corporations should also pay something, don't you think, since they come in and rape the landscape, exploit workers, destroy everything, leave a mess behind. The word Monsanto should ring a bell with you since we talked about it in the first hour. But the corporations that just despoil and filth and kill everything. So Riley wants a more fair or a fairer tax system in the state of Alabama. His idea is trailing by 20 percentage points. Now, part of the reason is because low-income and black voters who would benefit the most remain largely opposed to this whole idea. And that reflects their suspicion of the Montgomery, Alabama political establishment that they believe has invariably scorned and disserviced them, which is absolutely true. Now, on top of that, corporate interests opposing Riley's idea are financing television ads aimed at exploiting less educated people's fears. See how it works? Yeah, of course. Of course. And Grover Norquist wants every conservative Republican elected official in the U.S. to watch Bob Riley lose and learn from it. 46, this is not just Alabama. In fact, 46 of the 50 states, 46 of the 50 states, take a much larger share of income from lower and middle-income families than they do from wealthy citizens. And here's one stat, and then to your phone calls. Last year, the lowest-earning 20% of Americans had an average state and local tax rate of 9.6%, which is almost twice the 5.2% paid by the richest 1% of Americans. You see how that works? You see how that works? Now, if Governor Bob Riley loses this this tax reform referendum that he's going to have on the ballot September 9th over in Alabama, what's it going to mean? It's going to mean that the people, the good Christians of Alabama who defeat this, love their filthy money more than they love Jesus. But I don't think there's any argument with that. We talked about it last night. The prayer of Jabez, you know, these greedy, grasping, snotty Christians. Give me your money. I want the money. Oh, you know what? You know what the Bible says about that? You are going to hell. You are going to hell. All right. Enough of that. How come we're doing church every night on this program? I guess because of all these stories that are popping up. Alabama, the poor autistic boy who was murdered because the freaks that had control of him were trying to cast out demons. Jesus. Oh, man. All right. Ken is calling from Orlando. Ken, this your first time calling?
Yeah, it is.
Welcome aboard.
Hi. I was just going to mention the concept of flat taxes.
Yeah, that sucks, by the way.
It's okay.
Oh,
well,
it's a terrible.
Not conditional.
All right. Well,
not just the way things are today.
Yeah.
The condition is, you know, you got these guys that are earning lots of money. I don't know, $2 million, $3 million, like I think a couple years ago, they laid off 50, a lot of people from Disney. I live around the Disney area. And then at the same time, the CEO of Disney got himself a good $30 million bonus that same year.
Now you know that happens with corporations across America. The more they destroy jobs, the more of these executives take, right?
Exactly. So, but here's my conditional thing on how flat taxes would be a good system. That is simply if there is some kind of fundamental rule in place that says, hey, if they're taking too much, they can't have that much money. They can't earn that much money. I know that sounds communist, but hey, I mean, it's ridiculous how much money they're earning. You know?
Well, why not allow people? After all, if we had your condition on it, then this would no longer be a capitalist system. Now, I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, but since we do live in what is identified or labeled a capitalist system, it really is not quite. But since we all are participating in the delusion, then why not, instead of restrict a person's either ability to make money or their ability to scam people into believing they are worth these salaries, just have what we've had in this country always, a graduated income tax, but get rid of all these damn loopholes. You know, I believe that the top tax rate should be around 85%. I do. Almost
right.
Confiscatory. But I believe that top tax rate should apply to people who are making several million dollars a year.
Of course,
because
yeah.
when they're making that kind of money, you know that they are not making it on the basis of their own labor. They're making it by exploiting other people's labor, or they're making it as a function of earning money on money, which, by the way, is prohibited in the Bible. But never mind, we won't go there.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Right.
So
I believe that we should have a top tax rate up near where it was when John Kennedy took office and reduced the individual tax rate. I forget what he cut it from. I think he cut it down to about 34%, but I think it was in the high 70s or the 80s when Kennedy, that was a top tax rate when Kennedy was elected president in 1960. So
okay.
I think we should go back to that.
Why doesn't the Democratic Party talk more about the concept of putting these, quote, upper limits, reasonable upper limits?
Because the Democratic Party right now is populated by and led by utter absolute cowards.
Okay.
They do not have the courage to make these kinds of statements. Every once in a while, a candidate like Dean or Kucinich will bring these things up. But the Democratic Party as an entity is nothing but total cowardice. This is what the Democratic Party used to talk about all the time back when we still had a two-party system in this country, back when we had a system that struggled and fought, both parties fought with each other, trying to establish fair play. I'm so old, I remember when Republicans believed in fair play. I remember when Democrats believed in fair play. But it is not like that anymore. You have the bad party and the worst party. And as far as I'm concerned, the Democrats are the bad party. I'm sorry. The worst party are the Republicans. So what do we do? The Republican Party is beyond reform. I think we try to reform the Democratic Party and try to save ourselves. But the Democrats don't talk about it. I honestly believe this, Ken, because they're cowards. They're afraid to do it.
Yeah, and I've heard people say the same thing about Republicans. So I guess, like you said, it's just people got to start grassroots and trying to figure out the problem. Okay.
I think so. Ken, I hope you call in again.
Great, thanks.
All right, sir. Appreciate your call. You know that's the truth. You know that's the truth about Democrats. You know that's the truth. I'm not saying all Democrats. You're not a coward, and you're a Democrat. I'm not a coward. I'm a Democrat. But you know what I'm talking about. I'm specifically talking about the DLC, the Democratic Leadership Conference, Council, whatever the hell it is, that has utterly and almost completely destroyed the Democratic Party and almost utterly and completely and single-handedly guaranteed that George Bush will be around for another 5 years if somehow Democrats don't dump Terry McAuliffe and the rest of these unconscionable bastards that are taking it, like Gephardt and Daschle, that are taking the Democratic Party right into being Republican light. That's just the way it is, okay? Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me, of course you can't. Not that you would want to. Bob is calling from Richton Park, Illinois. Am I saying that right? God, I used to live up there.
Yes, you're saying
it
right.
It is Richton. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I didn't live there. I lived in Chicago. Yeah.
Your friend Don Wade the other day was explaining how lucky Illinois was to have Dennis Hastur, who helped get the Boeing company this contract with the Air Force and supplied so many jobs. So it's not totally Tom Daschle's wife.
No. Tom Daschle's wife, though, has been a lobbyist. I'm going to post something on my website tonight that you might, and it'll be very clearly marked, easy to find, that JV sent me, that goes beyond. It was published by, I think, LA Weekly. It goes beyond Daschle's wife being just a lobbyist. They have done some pretty shady deals, the Daschles. Yeah. They really have, and it's all laid out in this article. But Don Wade on WLS and his wife Roma, that's who Bob's referring to.
Straight man Roma.
Yeah, do they still live under a bridge somewhere?
Well, mostly, yeah. Well, if they lived in the true place where they belong, they would.
Right. And if you're herding billy goats across the bridge, be careful, because these trolls will come out and, you know, eat the goats. God, those are weird people. Oh, my God, those are weird people. Oh, well. That's about it, Bob?
That's about it.
All right. All right, sir. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Michael is calling from Asheville, North Carolina. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Doing fine, sir.
I have a routine every morning. You know, I wake up at about 6 in the morning and you know, and I check the news. I don't go to the television because I don't need to be lied to anymore. So, you know, I've got a bunch of web blogs and independent media. And then I visited Tom Hartman's site, and he has a picture posted from – this picture was meant to go – well, it has already gone to a bunch of Christian supporters.
Bush is Christ.
Mike, you know what? I listen to you because I like getting mad.
Yeah.
Literally, this is the first time I've seen something so disgusting that I literally nearly threw up. I did not get the taste of bile out of the back of my mouth until the middle of the afternoon. I just can't stop looking at it. It's the most un-American thing I have, and I mean that really un-American. What the heck? I'm going to let you do the ranting, because if I did, I'd bust an artery, and it just... It's so evil.
I know. That picture's make it. I've seen it at Bart Cop. I've seen it all over the web. It is. I completely agree with you. It just all I can say in response to that picture is this: what I've been saying about some of these fake murderous Christians like George Bush. If there is an afterlife constructed out of mind energy that these fake Christians have put together. The God in that afterlife is when George Bush dies and goes to heaven, that God is going to pinch his head off, just like he's going to do to Ashcroft and the rest of these people, and he's going to flick the head into hell where demons are going to use it as a soccer ball. So that's all I can tell you. The picture made me sick, too. But just remember, the head pinching is coming, okay?
But, I mean, how could you... here I'm an evil Republican, okay? I'm an evil Republican. I'm out going out and killing babies and destroying the environment and hurting workers and just doing my evil thing, drinking babies' blood, you know, doing that whole thing, right?
Right.
And then think to myself, well, why don't we take a picture of W. Bush and put that halo, make it just arrange there and make George as a saint icon-like figure.
How do you do it? You do it by, first of all, the requisite starting point is you must be insane. You must be drooling insane. You must be a drooling, insane, fake Christian. Secondly, you must be a typical Republican. That is, you have no moral center, you have no sense of ethics, you willingly and gleefully participate or support mass murder, mass killing. You hate just about everything on the planet. You want to destroy the planet because in your weird little carefully constructed theological fantasy land, Jesus, once he sees enough death and destruction in the Middle East, once enough Jews are slaughtered, Jesus is going to come back to earth and everything will be fine. That's how sick these people are. They are degenerates of the highest order, Michael. What you have to do is just immunize yourself against it, you know?
I've listened to your show for a while now, and whenever you say that, I used to like, ha-ha, Mike's just kidding, whatever. When I saw this picture, it's like the entire point of having a democracy is to get away from the establishment of monarchies who claim their power directly from God.
Right,
okay?
Right.
And here you see this half-twit, this deserter.
Easy
this
now.
Pathetic little frat pud pretending to be a saint. Great googly moogly.
I'm sorry.
I'm not trying to monopolize
you. That's all right. Michael, I'm glad you called in.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, sir. Take care. Now, see, you shouldn't try that at home. I'm a trained professional. I can go into hysterical rants. But if you try that at home, it is. It's going to jack up your blood pressure. It's going to give you, some sort of hideous disease, radioitis or something. It's going to make you burst an artery or open one deliberately. You've got to let the trained professionals do that. Now, as far as the Bush picture is concerned, again, in all this misery that the Bush crime family has brought to the United States and to the world, there has to be a little island, a little glimmer of humor, and in everything. Just like Leonard Cohen said, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Okay, well, you know, I believe that. So the light comes in, the crack. Is the fact that these we have to see the humor in these people, and we have to acknowledge the fact that God is going to pinch their heads off and throw them into hell.
might ask any superstar, what is it that you have got that puts you where you are? I am waiting, yes, I'm a captive fan. I'm dying to be shown that you are not just any man. So if you are the Christ, yes, the great Jesus Christ, feed my household with his bread.
Mom, Dad,
someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it? You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them, who, what, where, when. Questions. They're the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-729-6686 for more information. Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-Day Sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Hi, folks. Jesse Ventura here to talk to you about InPhone, the advanced, enhanced, totally modern directory assistance available all across this great country of ours. Just dial 888-411-1111, and the super-friendly operator will help you access phone numbers or movie times, even driving directions to the theater. So call InPhone at 888-411-1111 and tell them Governor Jesse sent you. InPhone. How can we help you?
Only 89 cents for any call up to 15 minutes. Only 5 cents a minute after that. Your first 5 calls are free.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better. He's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Tom Hartman Show.
Bill in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, posting on our message board.
The doorbell rang and I answered the door. Just as I finished posting how fed up I am with Bush, what a surprise. The guy standing in front of my door was very Republican look about him. His first words to me were, "Hi, I am your Republican precinct captain." Boy, has this guy got the wrong address, I said to myself. But not before I made it known to him that I consider Bush a menace to America. He started squirming and glancing around the front of my house. Our junkie responds. He says, "I remember when the only people we had to worry about meeting on our doorsteps were Jehovah's Witness crusaders. Now we have right-wingers. That's really scary." How to scare off door-to-door Republican visitors. And Klaus adds, "Well, answering the door naked can have the desired effect."
For Christ's sake, will you cover yourself?
The Tom Hartman Show, Monday through Friday, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
Welcome back to the It's Not Your Fault You Didn't Know show. We're talking about the best way to spend your weekends, and we have two special guests right now. On the phone is the Terminator himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Arnold. And our other guest in the studio is George W. How are you today, Mr. Bush?
What's the matter?
Okay, all of our listeners want to know what you do on your weekends. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can listen to the best of left-of-center political talk radio on Sundays now on IE America Radio Network.
That's amazing.
George, your final words.
Stop it!
Thanks for joining us. Tune in tomorrow, same time. Have a nice day.
Just shut up!
The best of progressive talk radio can be heard on Sundays now on IE America Radio Network. For more information, call 1-800-397-8255 or go to IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hasta la vista, baby.
There is a
knows how the lead gets in.
Truth, Justice, and the American Way with Mike Malloy. Where else?
About four before the hour, I just got an email from Barry in Montgomery, Alabama, regarding the tax situation there, the proposed tax increase on people who can afford to pay it by the governor there. Barry writes, Mike, I live in Alabama. The right-wingers and fat cats in the state put together these signs that say, vote no, we've been taxed enough. You'd be surprised how many poor and middle-class people have these signs in their front yards. Riley's supporters have considerably less money to combat the opposition, but I feel they've further botched their cause by not communicating how dire our budget needs really are. It's like we're being asked to vote on what color the crosswalks should be. The gravity of this situation is not evident to the average person, but wait till we have to end the Friday night high school football games because we can't turn the lights on. People will be begging for another chance to vote again. So much for Southern Christian priorities. God help us. Barry in Montgomery. Yeah, it's the typical situation with Republicans. Republicans are liars. They are thieves. They participate in mass murder and the destruction of spirituality. And they go to the people who for whom this particular change in the tax structure in Alabama would definitely help. And through the misuse of mass media and advertising campaigns, they totally mislead folks into believing something that's not true. Now, again, going back to this perversion that is the current mode of Christianity, you know, there's something there about not lying, you know, not bearing false witness. All of these people lie. There is not a Republican alive in the United States of America that is not, first and foremost, a liar. Everything about their party is a lie. So, therefore, if they subscribe to the Republican Party's beliefs or call themselves a Republican, the essential nature of a Republican is he or she is a liar. And that's the starting point. Stay with us. We have another hour of fun and frivolity. Back to your phone calls when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
To Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Tia Carrera is on the front in Playboy. I think what you have done is give a little more license to people who have a few more years on them.
Probably. A few more years on them.
Well,
yeah. A few more years on them.
No. I'm talking about now.
Like the tread on a tire.
Yeah, never mind. I can't make it better.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
On the IE America Radio Network. Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
This is IE America Radio Network News. I'm Darren Copeland.
A confidential report from the United Nations nuclear watchdog says Iran may be cooperating more, but still hasn't dispelled suspicions that it's enriching nuclear material. The International Atomic Energy Agency's report confirmed finding weapons-grade enriched uranium in samples taken at a nuclear facility last month. Tehran blamed those particles on contaminated machinery purchased abroad. The IAEA also says Iran has admitted to experimenting with uranium enrichment in the early 1990s. While those experiments should have been reported to the IAEA, the agency says they weren't. The UN wants Iran to sign a new protocol allowing for snap nuclear inspections. While Iran has indicated its willingness to do so, Tehran is said to be worried about the preservation of its sovereignty. Pistol-packing pilots are training to fly armed for your protection. Robert Johnson with the TSA says hundreds of pilots are currently being trained to carry firearms during flights.
We're training pilots full speed ahead down in Georgia. That moves to New Mexico next week. The number of pilots is classified. We don't want terrorists to know that, but we've got the hundreds either already trained or scheduled for training, and that will continue.
Johnson says the program being offered by the TSA is on a voluntary basis, but more airline pilots want permission to carry firearms into the cockpit. The Airline Pilot Security Alliance today called on the Bush administration to accelerate the training program that allows pilots to be armed. Estimates indicate some 40,000 pilots are expected to sign up, but the pilots group says only 200 have done it so far.
Men and women, do you remember when you were thin? You look great no matter what clothes you put on. Now that great-looking body you once had no longer has to be a memory. Introducing Fat Inferno. Fat Inferno is a new diet supplement that cuts carbohydrates and increases your metabolism, all in one tablet. Fat Inferno boosts your metabolism so you burn off more calories even while you rest. In clinical trials performed on the active ingredients in Fat Inferno, people lost 320% more weight. So if you love to eat and don't want to count calories, fat, or carbs anymore, try Fat Inferno. And with Fat Inferno, you'll melt away up to 7 pounds of ugly fat in the first week and one dress or pant size every 2 weeks thereafter, guaranteed. So if you love to eat, now you'll love to lose. Call now for your risk-free trial. Fat Inferno is safe, clinically proven, and guaranteed to work. Call toll-free 1-800-482-6158. That's 1-800-482-6158. 1-800-482-6158.
A Texas woman is suing Harris County, which surrounds Houston, demanding a religious memorial be removed from the grounds of the courthouse. Real estate agent Kay Staley says she was moved to action because of the ongoing controversy over the Ten Commandments monument at the Alabama State Judicial Building in Montgomery. The Houston Memorial consists of a King James Bible enclosed in glass, which sits outside the building atop a 4-foot pedestal. It was put there in 1956 to honor a Houston businessman for his contributions to a program for the homeless. Staley, who's a member of Americans United for Separation of Church and State, says the situation in Alabama is becoming vicious. In Houston, she said, that needs to be stopped as soon as possible. Harris County Judge Robert Eccles says the county will fight Staley's lawsuit on the grounds that the Bible display is a tribute to a man who was deeply religious, not a religious monument.
Mom, Dad, someone's going to try and get me to take drugs.
Want to do something about it?
You're going to have to make me tell you where I am and who I'm with every day.
Don't like the sound of that?
Tough. You got to be the grown-up.
Kids with involved parents are less likely to try drugs. So ask them. Who, what, where, when? Questions. They're the anti-drug. Call 1-800-788-2800 for more information. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
A 9-year-old girl went on a joyride after stealing her mom's car and smashing it into 4 other cars and hitting a pedestrian in Hackensack, New Jersey.
4 cars damaged, an 84-year-old pedestrian hospitalized. The aftermath of a half-mile joyride by a 9-year-old girl and her 4-year-old cousin in Hackensack, New Jersey.
No control over the car. She was back and forth on both sides of the road.
Nancy just tried to get out of the way. Police Chief Ken Zisa says the children were left home alone and the girl stole her mom's car.
The children were not injured. The 9-year-old girl was visibly shaken.
The parents now face child endangerment charges. Steve Sandberg in Hackensack, New Jersey.
On Wall Street, stocks were up today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 23 points to end the day at 93.40. The NASDAQ was up 6 points to finish the session at 17.70. The S&P 500 was up 3 points to end at 9.97. I'm Darren Copeland, and this is IE America Radio Network News.
Hi!
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Ah, the family photo album. Always keep a camera handy to capture those special Kodak moments. Like senior proms, graduations, weddings, traffic accidents. Traffic accidents? Why? When I come back, I'll give you a snapshot. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Now, don't get bent out of shape when I advise taking pictures of your car that's bent out of shape in an accident. When accidents occur, emotions run high and details are overlooked, like traffic and road conditions. And those involved don't always see or remember the same thing. What's at stake? Who pays, of course? Keeping an inexpensive disposable camera in your car ready to capture the moment is no accident. One of these pictures could be worth a thousand words and a lot of dollars, too. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Providing you with informative and entertaining programs, this is the IE America Radio Network. Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. 800-825-5937 is the number. We have a bunch of open lines here. If you are reluctant to call because you usually get a busy signal, this would be a good time to call. We passed a milestone today that is not a very good one. The toll of U.S. troops, our young men, killed in Iraq since Bush pranced around the deck of the aircraft carrier. That number has now exceeded the number killed in so-called major combat operations. 139 of our young men butchered in Iraq. That number was reached today with a soldier in a roadside bombing. Why are our boys dying in Iraq? Why are our boys killing Iraqis? Two other U.S. soldiers were wounded when this bomb hit a support convoy. And according to Associated Press, the incident brought the death toll since May 1st, when Bush declared an end to major combat, to one more than the number of troops who died during major combat before that date. So since the war began March 20th, 277 U.S. forces have died that we know of. A lot of folks figure that the number is actually closer to 400. But let's go with the official number, 277. Now, today, hundreds of U.S. soldiers, today in Iraq, which was, 10 hours ago, hundreds of U.S. soldiers raided a northern town in a bid to smash what is referred to as a crime ring wanted for murder, gun running, and a terrorist attack on a police station. What? No, you're in a combat zone, Associated Press. Don't buy into this gibberish, this prostitution of the English language. Now, let me ask you something. Hundreds of U.S. soldiers backed by tanks, helicopters, Bradley fighting vehicles. Does that constitute a major combat operation? Yeah, I'd think so. What do you think, truth seeker? Hundreds of U.S. soldiers attacking a town. But Colonel David Hogg, commander of the 4th Infantry Division 2nd Brigade, which was involved in this, said, no, we're just trying to smash a crime ring. We are fighting the Crips and the Bloods over here in Iraq. This is not a major combat operation, and if anyone says it is, come have them see Colonel David Hogg. That would be me. I am trained killer. I am trained to lie. I am trained to say anything that will please my Lord and Master, George W. Bush. This is not major combat. Yes, I sent hundreds of my troops into combat. Yes, I used tanks, helicopters, and Bradley fighting vehicles. I used all sorts of armaments and weaponry. I used damn near entire regiment. But this is not a major combat operation. Do you understand that? And I'm Colonel Hogg. Colonel Hogg went on to say, this operation will go a long way to show the Iraqi population that we are doing this for them. It is part of our mission to provide a safe and secure environment so they can continue to build government structures and security structures as they have been doing for weeks now. Oh, God, I hate these people. Oh, my God. Terrible, terrible milestone crossed today. 139 dead since too stupid to be president. Tightened his parachute harness to the point where every Republican woman in this country sucked in her breath and had visions of doing for George what Monica did for Bill. Pranced his ass around the deck. A deserter. A military deserter who hid in a Texas Air National Guard unit while other people went to Southeast Asia and died. And he prances around the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln and says, Major combat operations are over. Mission accomplished. Re-elect me. God damn it, re-elect me. I said, now damn it. My producer just looks at me like, did you say the GD word? No, I didn't. Now damn it, re-elect me. And since that point, another 139 dead. And you wonder at all why I call them killers, and why I state the obvious that anyone who supports this regime is by extension a co-conspirator in mass death, murder, mayhem, destruction of the environment, both here and in Iraq and in Afghanistan. They are vile, vicious human beings. And if you vote for them, if you're a Republican, you too are a vile, vicious, useless, worthless human being. Damn you. Change. Before you go face your imaginary God and he pinches your head off and tosses it into hell for the demons to use as a soccer ball. Todd is calling from Hillsboro, North Carolina. Todd, welcome to the program. This is your first time calling, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, welcome aboard, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of make some observations.
Sure.
Nothing earth-shattering here tonight, but it's just nice to have something positive, albeit small, here today. Usually I'm watching the mainstream media, whatever, and it's, you know, the usual stuff you talk about here on the show.
Right, sure.
ABC News with Peter Jennings, they just had a quick thing sort of towards the end of the program, but they talked about the $400 billion mark that Bush has hit now, the new high water mark for the deficit, and then they showed him talking about how he's not going to affect future generations, aren't going to have to pay for this or something or other.
Yeah, right.
and you know, of course, I was getting ready to get the barf bag out and all that, but then they went to Howard Dean, and it was kind of a nice cutaway because he said, well, it's too late for that, Bush. We're not going to believe any of that. And I thought that was great. And then later this evening, I was just flipping the channels, and C-SPAN was on, and the Dean rally up in New York that was, I guess, either live or it was earlier today or something, but he was good. He was really slamming away, and I've never given a cent to a political party before, but I gave $50
good
online. You know, just
good for you. Good for you.
It's you know, it's a little pinprick in the big monsters behind or whatever, but you know, it felt kind of nice, and I don't feel that I'm giving it to a tiptoeing Lieberman or... Mm-hmm. I mean, I supported Gore in the last election. I always vote because I think it's you really can't really say anything if you don't vote. But one other thing I'd like to maybe get your opinion on is at towards the end, Dean was talking about the South and getting votes down there, and you know if he gets to be the nominee and and how he's going to get it. And I'm in North Carolina, so I have some perspective on this, and it's kind of rough sometimes.
Yeah, well, don't forget, North Carolina is not really, really part of the South. Although, I used to see the signs. I went to school in Raleigh, NC State, and I used to see the signs, the big billboards out in the countryside. This is Klan country. But don't forget, North Carolina was the last state to join the Confederacy, and it did so reluctantly because it was pinched between Virginia and South Carolina, both of which were states that were... just crazed rebel states, and slavery was not a big issue in North Carolina either. So just that little bit of sideways history about North Carolina.
Yeah. I guess I could see that. We have a governor who's a Democrat, and it's kind of strange though. The presidential election went way to Bush, and most of the people that I see in my daily life are pro Bush. So that's kind of a bummer, but anyways.
How do you think Dean is going to do in the South? Because
that was what I was leading to.
Okay.
What he did, which I thought was completely strange after, seeing Gore and kind of, he even mentioned how, alluded to Gore in the Democratic Party tiptoeing around the issue of color, and he went right straight to the race issue. He just said, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to ask him why, he basically targeted the white people in South Carolina, and he said, white people, how are you better off after this? Obviously he's not talking to, rich, white people, but just ordinary folks or whatever. I just kind of wondered, I don't know if you saw him, I'm probably not describing it that well, but I just wondered what your take on that is, being...
Well, I think
it'll work, basically.
I think Dean is being honest. Black folk in South Carolina had the common sense and the vision and the political awareness to not vote for George Bush in the 2000 election or in the primary. So there's no point in Dean... asking black folk. Black folk are worse off now, obviously, than they were three years ago in South Carolina. You can make an argument that, for the most part, Americans of African descent are always worse off in most states, but especially in places like South Carolina, Mississippi, Alabama, here in the Old South, Georgia. The point of Dean's statement, though, because of the social and political and economic structure in the South, white people, poor whites, have always been forced to fight against poor blacks and vice versa for what few crumbs Massa will throw from the corporate table. And that's how, the divide and conquer thing. White, wealthy white landowners and politicians have always known that you don't have to be black to be a nigger in the South. You can be white and be a nigger, and that's how they have treated the lower economic so-called classes in the South. Now, I have permission to use the N-word, so don't anybody panic.
Yeah, I heard you talk about that the other day.
Right, but white, what Dean is saying to white people in the South, how do you feel now? And if Dean were honest, he would go further. How do you feel now, you dumbasses? How do you feel now?
Well, that's exactly what I want to say every day when I go to work. These people are just ordinary folks working on the in a manufacturing company, just making ends meet. I don't know how, and they got the Bush Cheney bumper sticker or whatever, and it's you just kind of want to slap them upside the head and say, do you have any idea what you're doing?
Yeah.
I would hope that
white Southerners would spend a little bit of time listening to their black brothers and sisters in the South about the realities of this Bush crime family. Let me put you on hold a second. I'll come back. We got to take a quick break here. If white people ever got smart and started listening to black folks, well,
keep you doped with religion and sex and TV.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you need for successful estate planning in one package? Well, now you can. The new Master Estate Kit offers a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
Thieves in high places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
Show.
According to Abbas, immediately after Bush promised to speak with Sharon about the siege on Arafat, Bush said, quote, God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them. And then God instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. When God specifically whispers in someone's ear, I want you to go kill those people, and they go ahead and kill somebody. What do we do with those folks? We arrest them. They are jailed. In some instances, executed. We immediately identify them as crazy. You know, Ashcroft is going to say,
wait a second, George. God has been talking to me. God told me. Not you. God told me. These people are crazy.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha.
The Mike Malloy Show, Monday through Friday from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on IE America Radio Network.
And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
Animal Talk, not your father's radio program, take 48.
Tune in to Animal Talk this Sunday for Animal Celebrity Boxing.
Boxing kicks butt.
Lightweight bout featuring fearless Felix the Cat.
Yeah, what a cat.
And that dog on ice, Tanya Harding.
Yeah, that dog will fight anyone for a buck.
Animal Talk Sunday nights on IE America Radio Network.
Sunday.
About the Mike Malloy program. You know, the reason I turned this man off.
Why?
Is because he sounds like an 8-year-old.
Me?
Name calling.
I'm not an eight-year-old.
You should get somebody who at least has some intelligence.
No, don't fire me. No. I got kids in college.
The Mike Malloy Show, weekdays from 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time on IE America Radio Network.
Tomorrow's hot topics are being discussed right now with Mike Malloy.
24 past the hour. Before we go back to Todd, maybe somebody can find this out for me. I just got an email. Todd, we're coming right back from Lorraine in Florida. She writes, Mike, it isn't just men and our boys who are serving and dying in Iraq. Please remember and give credit to the women who are also serving and dying. It really gets old having women's immense contributions to our military services overlooked and ignored. Lorraine, that certainly is not my intention at all. As a matter of fact, I've tried to state categorically and specifically that I would no more disrespect or ignore contributions made by women in combat positions. What I'm talking about are the number of dead. Now, I know in the first Gulf War there were 11 women who were killed. I don't know what the death total for women is in the second Bush folly. But when I talk about American men, boys being killed, I'm talking about in a very contemporary sense. Every day when I hear the news or read the paper, it talks about American young men. No disrespect is intended here, or no disacknowledgement of the contributions women make at all. The reality is women are not dying at this point that I'm aware of. So if somebody will do a Google search or a rock body count that differentiates in our dead male from female and email it to me, that would be great. No disrespect intended, Lorraine. All right, back to Todd in Hillsboro. So what else happened up in Hillsboro? By the way, I've spent a lot of time. I know exactly where Hillsboro, North Carolina is. Small town, but...
Yeah, just outside of Chapel Hill.
Right, right.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm starting to come down from my high a little bit. They just put King George on. He's at speaking at the American Legion Convention in St. Louis. They're on C-SPAN now. I guess they have to give equal time or something. You know, Dean got his hour in there, so now they've got to give us this. And
mm-hmm.
It's an interesting observation. I don't know. It's funny. Dean was shaking hands, you know, with the people and giving autographs and, you know, talking to them, thank you, this and that. And then they all look like just young people, old people, just all kinds of ordinary types of people. And after this thing with Bush just finished and he just scooted off the stage, they're playing Stars and Stripes or some patriotic music, and there's a bunch of brain dead looking people just kind of clapping in the background, and it just looks it's so staged and silly. And of course,
yeah,
this is nothing new. We see this every day, but it's just an interesting contrast when they're right after each other to just see.
So you're saying they rebroadcast Bush at the American Legion Convention earlier tonight, and it's over now.
Yeah. Well, they just played the Bush thing.
Yeah, it'll probably be on later on tonight. We missed that today, and we couldn't get any audio from it. And we're going to try to. I'm sure they'll probably play it around, 1-2 in the morning again. It is sad to see. Especially, I don't understand how real veterans can sit there with this cowardly deserter, who not only when it was his turn to go, not only did he refuse to go, but now, as the so-called president of the United States, he's doing everything in his power to destroy veterans' benefits, to make it even harder for vets after they have gone into the Bush killing machine. The ones that survive and come out, he's trying to make it impossible for them to live a decent life. Now, I do not understand why the American Legion, VFW, any retired military organization would invite this scum sucker even to come near their place, their meeting place. I just don't get that. I do not understand that.
It's just the power of the. He's using what they call the bully pulpit. I mean, it must have some kind of brainwashing effect on people ordinarily.
Yeah, but to step over other people's broken and dead bodies, to slosh through the blood of people who have died, either rightly or wrongly for this country, to stand there ankle deep in real soldiers' blood, this worthless thug, George W. Bush, who dodged into a Texas Air National Guard unit and then went AWOL and became a deserter, how dare he do that?
Well, when I do talk to my Republican friends or family members, I always bring that up because to me it's just such a glaring example.
It's almost blasphemous. Todd, thanks for checking in, pal. I hope you call again.
Hey, great.
All right, sir. Take care. You have a nice evening.
Hey, Mom, here's some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show, 9 p.m. till midnight Eastern Time, Monday through Friday on IE America Radio Network.
For the IE America Radio Network, this is WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. I'm John Anderson.
And I'm John Hamilton.
So far, Walmart has been able to successfully defeat all attempts to unionize its workforce, but the world's largest retailer may have finally run into a force it cannot overcome, the government of China. Walmart has 28 stores in 12 Chinese cities, and the state-supervised All-China Federation of Trade Unions is demanding that Walmart let workers organize. According to Chinese law, if more than three workers at any business want to join a union, the business is obligated to let all workers join. For its part, Walmart claims it has such a good relationship with its workers around the world that there's no need for a union, China included.
A Poor People's March from Mississippi arrived on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. this week, where members of the Kensington Welfare Rights Union are calling on the Bush administration to provide health care, food, affordable housing, and living wage jobs to poor Americans. The group set up a tent city dubbed Bushville, similar to the Hoovervilles of the Great Depression. The encampment wasn't popular among D.C. police, who on Sunday morning arrested 17 protesters and dispersed the camp. Sherry Honkala, director of the Kensington Welfare Rights Union, says her group will continue to protest until social services cut under the Bush administration are restored and expanded.
Now we're living during a period in history where we no longer have those entitlements with the elimination of welfare in our country, the cutbacks in every social service program, with a focus on military spending as opposed to human needs. We're really in trouble if we don't begin to get out and build a massive movement calling for economic human rights in our country.
The Poor People's March on Washington will continue through August 29th.
You've been listening to WINS, the Workers' Independent News Service. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
The Mr. Rogers Parenting Book. Fred Rogers, a pleasure to have you here.
What I'm hearing you say is that you delight in creating community.
I do. I think thinking about things and working through problems and issues is an important tool.
I'm just thinking that the world could take some lessons from the Doug Steffen neighborhood.
Doug Steffen's Good Day. On the IE America Radio Network.
There are some who feel like that, you know, the conditions are such that they can attack us there. My answer is bring them on.
Before the hour. My senior correspondent reminds me about David Hogg. He's the colonel who says the invasion of a northern town in Iraq today with hundreds of U.S. soldiers, tanks, helicopters, and Bradley fighting vehicles was really not a major combat operation. It was just going after a major crime ring. This is the same David Hogg, a U.S. commander in Iraq, who admitted taking hostages to try to flush out an Iraqi general. Now, this admission appeared back a couple of weeks ago in the Washington Post, more as bragging than the admission of a crime, which is what it was. According to the Geneva Convention, you want the exact Part 3, Section 1, provisions common to the territories of the parties to the conflict and to occupied territories, Article 34, quote, the taking of hostages is prohibited, end quote. Now, what this filthy Colonel Hogg did was buried in the middle of an article about the changing tactics of U.S. forces in Iraq. The Post didn't even comment on it. Here's what it said. Colonel David Hogg, commander of the 2nd Brigade of the 4th Infantry Division, said tougher methods are being used to gather the intelligence. On Wednesday night, he said, his troops picked up the wife and daughter of an Iraqi lieutenant general. They left a note. The note said, if you want your family back, turn yourself in. End quote. Such tactics are justified, Hogg said, because, quote, it's an intelligence operation with detainees, and these people have info. They'll be released later, he said. The tactic worked. On Friday, Hogg said, the lieutenant general appeared at the front gate of the U.S. base and surrendered. Filthy, filthy, filthy. John is calling from Long Beach, California. Hey, John.
Excuse me. Hey, Mike. If I got time, I'd like to go to a couple of things. First of all, as you know, I am an atheist, and I belong to an atheist group. Now, having said that, there's one thing that really galls the hell out of me. There is an atheist in the group who really gets upset when I use the term Bush crime family.
He gets upset?
Oh, he gets very upset. He knows that Bush is not too smart, but he doesn't think he's that bad. And the guy is an apologist, and it just galls me. And I told him, I said, you're a traitor to the atheist cause because you bite this neocon Christian. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been something else. But anyway, the other thing is, as you know, Albert Schweitzer, Dr. Albert Schweitzer,
mm-hmm.
The humanitarian doctor in Africa,
right.
And wrote a book, In Search of the Historical Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And his conclusion was he could find absolutely no evidence to back up
right.
The idea of historical Jesus.
Right.
And if people want to believe that, that's fine. But I wish they would quit trying to take over my country and forcing it down the throats of us who do not.
I understand.
Want to believe that. I do not believe that. By the way, real quick here, then you might pass this on. I used to live at an address where every Sunday I used to get JWs or Mormons or somebody like that coming to my door.
Uh-huh.
And so I finally found a way pretty much to get rid of them. Because I knew before they even knocked on the door who was coming up the walk.
Yeah.
So before they could even knock on the door, I'd open the door and say, "Well, I'm sorry, you're too late." They said, "What do you mean?" Well, I said, "I've already been saved. I've been born and saved again. Reborn." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, I'm a born again atheist, and I've been saved from silly supernaturalism." And sometimes they get a kind of a glazed look in their eyes and walk away.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Well, you see, we're all born atheists.
Yeah.
And then you're brought into religion.
That's true.
And then I was a religious for a while,
mm-hmm.
and then I went back to my atheist roots.
Yeah.
But I have friends of mine that are Christian,
mm-hmm.
and are other religions that are not doing what these people, these criminals in the White House are doing.
Sure.
But we need more Christians to speak out against them.
Sure. Absolutely.
In any case, what are your thoughts?
My take on organized religion, I've pretty much stated it on this program over and over again, especially here lately, to the point where I'm getting tired of hearing it myself. But I do acknowledge that there are people who identify themselves with certain religious sects, whether it is Christianity or Buddhism or Judaism or Islam or Hinduism, whatever, who do good works. Now, if they do it under the cover of a religious training, that's fine. The result is still good works. They work to help their fellow human being. They work to feed the hungry and nurture the sick and house the homeless and clothe the naked. These are good things. And if people want to do these things, you don't have to have a religious belief system to do that. You can be a humanist and do it. You can be an atheist and do it. But if that's what I'm saying, if people want to do that under the cover of a religious identification, that's fine with me.
I told a friend of mine who was a believer, I said, don't you think that if there really is a God, don't you think that God would rather you live your life as though there were no God?
Now you're getting too heavy for me.
So that is all the things that you did that were presumed to be good.
Yeah,
you would help people how to do whatever. You're doing it because you know in your heart or whatever you want to call it, that's the thing to do, not because you're trying to get brownie points with some guy.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Well, that's kind of the dichotomy of religious people, the ones who claim to be doing good works simply for the sake of doing good works are usually doing it because they're terrified they're going to burn in hell.
Yeah.
Hey, John, thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, thanks.
All right, sir. I appreciate it. Yeah, we've been talking about religion a lot, and if I've offended you in the past 2 or 3 weeks, tough. That's just the way it goes. U.S. officials in Iraq, now you understand that we're already cutting deals with the Taliban in Afghanistan. We've been talking about that. Because under Rumsfeld, you know, you send 8,000 people to do a job that takes 50,000 people, your ass is going to be slowly bled to death and you're going to be defeated, no matter whether your cause is just or not just. That's just a basic a premise of combat. When you invade a country, you better go in with enormous overwhelming force. You better go in with at least a 3-to-1 ratio against your enemy. Because if you go in with less than that, you're going to be defeated. You are simply, and I don't care, unless you want to nuke the place. If you were talking about conventional warfare, 3-to-1, 5-to-1, 7-to-1 ratio in your favor is about what it takes because you are invading somebody's country. Where it concerns Iraq, our official policy in Iraq has been an abomination. You don't believe it? Go to Colonel Hackworth's website and check it out. Hackworth, the most decorated soldier alive, I guess. Now, you can argue with Hackworth's politics until your nose bleeds. That's fine with me. I don't like his politics. But I've said this before, as long as we live in a culture, a society, a mindset that says we will have war, we will have death and destruction, we will break things up and smash things and kill people, then you want a David Hackworth. That's who you want fighting. You just do. And that's who you want leading the men that we send to fight. Okay, and the women. Because Hackworth knows that a certain percentage of them will be killed, but he's very honest about it, and so on and so on and so on. But guess what we're doing in Iraq? U.S. officials there, under this thug Paul Bremer, are reconstituting elements of former dictator Saddam Hussein's secret police and integrating them into the U.S. occupation authority. Can you believe this? It's called the Mukhabarat. This is like the Savak in Iran. After we destroyed the freely elected democratic government in Iran in 1953 and brought the Shah in, we helped him set up the Savak, secret police, torture, murder, death, destruction, rape, all kinds of poisonous stuff that was done to the Iranian people. The Mukhabarat was set up by Saddam Hussein. It was charged with surveillance of state agencies. They oversaw the army, the secret police, the government bureaucracy. They also oversaw the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations like religious groups, women's groups, labor movements. They oversaw everything. They also spied on Syria, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and the United States. It was set up, it evolved in 1973 from what was called the Jihaz al-Qas secret police, which was headed by Saddam Hussein between 64 and 66. During the 80s Iran-Iraq war, the Mukhabarat analyzed intelligence on Iran that was provided by the CIA. There's more. During the 80s and 90s, the Mukhabarat carried out a number of massacres and assassinations of Iraqis opposed to the Saddam Hussein regime, both in Iraq and abroad. It coordinated the suppression of anti-Hussein uprisings in the Shiite south and the Kurdish north of Iraq right after the first Gulf War when Pappy Bush said, yeah, rise up, and they rose up, and he stood back with his thumb in his ass watching all these people being butchered. The Mukhabarat received Bush 1's tacit support for these massacres, and that was reflected in the decision by U.S. forces during Bush 1 to temporarily suspend enforcement of the no-fly zones in northern and southern Iraq so the Iraqi Air Force could murder people. This is the Mukhabarat. According to the Washington Post, in an article 2 days ago, The Mukhabarat was loathed by most Iraqis and across the Arab world for its casual use of torture, fear, intimidation, rape, and murder. So that sounds like people that the Bush crime family can do business with, because the Bush crime family is involved in murder, terror, rape, death, and destruction. So your tax dollars now and mine are going to pay off the Mukhabarat, Saddam Hussein's secret police, as they form an alliance within the deepest bowels of the U.S. occupational force, deep in there where General Myers and Paul Bremer squat. It's just astonishing. Astonishing. The August 24th Washington Post article quoted extensively from interviews with unnamed Iraqi and U.S. officials concerning U.S. recruitment among these operatives. The Post wrote, quote, "Officials are reluctant to disclose how many former agents have been recruited since the effort began, but Iraqi officials say they number anywhere from dozens to a few hundred, and U.S. officials acknowledge that the recruitment is extensive," end quote, Washington Post. Now, how about that? To do business, to operate with murderers, torturers, this is what we're doing. Now, the American people don't care. We don't give a damn. We don't give a good damn. We couldn't care less. We are too big. We've got the Kobe Bryant trial to worry about. We don't care. So the U.S. military is cutting deals with this terrifying secret police that work, torturers, rapists, murderers, killers that work for Saddam. And we are going to put those people to work once again, suppressing the Iraqi people. And do you still believe then, Truth Seeker, if you ever did, that this is about democracy and freedom and representative government in Iraq? No, you don't. And you never did. And George W. Bush is a damned, filthy liar. And so is Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice and Wolfowitz and Cheney and Rumsfeld and every one of these thugs. Now, do you suppose, though, that the Iraqi people are as ignorant as you and I are? No, they're not. They understand. Say hi to the new boss, same as the old boss. They understand. They get it. And they are going to continue to kill Americans for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Truth Seeker, when you and I are dead and gone, they will still be killing Americans there, because that's how long we are going to have to keep troops there. It's going to cost us hundreds of billions of dollars. And who wins? What's it for? What's it about? What is the reason we're there? So that Bush and his thuggish, filthy crime partners can extract oil from Iraq. Astonishing. So according to the Washington Post and WSWS.org, the great Christian nation, America, cutting deals with torturers, rapists, murderers, to continue to suppress and oppress the Iraqi people. If I were an Iraqi, yeah, if I were an Iraqi, I would have a gun in my hands, and I would use it until I was killed. If I were an American and an invading force came into my country like this, simply because I lived under a pissant dictator like George W. Bush, and they overthrew the dictator Bush, and then installed an occupational government that was damn near worse than Bush, I would take up a weapon, and I would get my friends together, and I would try to kill as many of this invading force as I possibly could before they killed me. And I will guarantee you, I would get a sufficient number of them. And we wonder why they hate us? Maybe this is one of the reasons why they hate us. One,
some good news. Tax rebate checks are here just in time for back-to-school shopping. And Sears will cash your tax rebate check free of charge with any purchase. Here's some more good news. Right now, during the Sears Great 3-Day Sale, save 50% on great back-to-school items throughout the store. Plus, all jeans are on sale. Brands like Levi's, Lee, Canyon River Blues, LEI, Bongo, and Mud. So hurry in now through Saturday. You don't want to miss the Great 3-Day Sale. 3-day sale ends August 16th. All jeans on sale through August 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sears. Good life. Great price.
Now, everything you need for successful estate planning comes in one package. The new Master Estate Kit is a collection of legal power that would cost you $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you'll get. First, a legal will kit, one praised by nearly 500,000 buyers. Second, a living will kit that assures your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible injury or illness. And third, a power of attorney kit that includes all the required forms. Order today and we'll include the new Family Legal Guide. It answers all your questions about small claims, court, landlord agreements, personal bankruptcy, and much more. An $80 value, the complete Master Estate Kit costs only $39.95. For immediate delivery of the Master Estate Kit and your free family legal guide, call 1-800-221-0393. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Every kit carries an unlimited money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-221-0393 now. That's 1-800-221-0393.
You're strapped in to 700 horses of pure power.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 500 laps to go.
I should have used Preparation H.
Cool it fast with Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact for fast relief.
Lap number 25.
Oh man, I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H Cooling Gel. Cools on contact. Uses directed.
Thieves in High Places. They've stolen our country, and it's time to take it back. The explosive bestseller from Jim Hightower. From King George W. to his friends at Enron, they've stolen everything. Our government, our money, and our American way of life. Hightower knows we can do better, and he's back with a new book that will make you laugh, make you mad, and make you want to take action. Thieves in High Places. A ray of hope in these dark days and a roadmap back to real democracy. Available at bookstores everywhere and on the web at jimhightower.com. Buy Thieves in High Places today and help take your country back.
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here.
The new weekend programming lineup is more entertaining than ever. Kick it off Saturday mornings with Doug Steffen's Talk Radio Countdown, followed by Bobby Likas Car Clinic. Then Saturdays are brightened with the informative antics of Animal Talk, followed by the home improvement experts on Home Improvement USA. If you've been wondering about that old so-called junk, then you'll love Antique Talk with Christopher Kent, followed by Talking Pets with John Patch. Learn your job rights on Sunday mornings with the employee's lawyer, Stephen Sack, and the latest in the world of technology on Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. Ramblin' with Ramsey will fill you into the hot spots to travel, followed by the second installment of the funniest live animal talk show, Animal Talk.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
For more information on these shows or other shows on IE America Radio Network, call 1-800-397-8255. But for now, listen to us live on IEAmericaRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Sack, and I host the Employees Lawyer Show on IE America Radio Network. We take calls from people all over the United States, and we help them in their job problems. So if you ever wondered what job rights you have and how to fight back, I'm the guy to call.
Listen to Stephen at his new time on Sundays from 9 a.m. until noon and rebroadcast from 9 p.m. till midnight.
For more information on my show or other shows on the IE America Radio Network, go to IEAmericaRadio.com. It's the best advice I can give.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
The man conservatives love to hate. It's Mike Malloy.
Five before the hour. Actually, about four and a half. Aaron is calling from Indianapolis. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, I know I was on Clyde.
Sir?
Them fools down there in Alabama.
Yeah.
But to hell with them and their graven image. I was talking to a friend the other day about Iraq, and he was telling me, he thought, he's a been a long friend of mine. I thought, he's a Democrat, but I think he voted for Bush. I don't know. I just get this feeling. Mm-hmm. And we was talking about Iraq, and he was telling me, I think we can really bring democracy to Iraq. And I said, only a fool would believe that we could bring democracy to Iraq.
Right.
And he says, we will, and we'll bring peace to Palestine. And he said, I think they'll take the West Bank and Gaza, back part of Palestine. And I said, wait a minute. The West Bank and Gaza was never part of Palestine. I said, these people will never, ever give up until they have Palestine. I said, they could give them the West Bank. They can give them Gaza. That is not Palestine. These people are Palestinians. They're not West Bankers. They're not Gazans. And I said, they will never give up until they have Palestine.
Well, again, we have to realize not only are we dealing in this country with people who are killers and mass murderers, but in a political sense, but they are also Armageddonists. They also believe that they are the Christians among them, the fake Christians, the fake Jews among them. I don't know what the hell they believe, but the fake Christians believe, from Bush on down, that their job is to bring about Armageddon, so that apparently, so that Jesus will look down on the oceans of blood rolling around the planet once again, and this will be, he will find this so appealing and so comforting that he will return to Earth, and then all the Jews will be butchered, the ones that don't accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
And then the
rapture will occur, and the dead shall arise, and they'll all go to heaven and hang out with Jesus. Meanwhile, back here on earth, you see, we will have 1,000 years during which the Antichrist will reign, and then the final battle. You've heard all this before.
Oh, yeah.
Well, these are the people that are leading this country, and that's what makes it so scary. Aaron, I've got to go. I thank you very much for checking in tonight. I do appreciate it, but we're flat out of time, pal. Program tonight engineered in Detroit by Charlotte Jones, produced here in Atlanta by Catherine Bay. Robin Bittman announces for us. Lots of thanks to our Arkansas Music Bureau Chief, Jim, and of course Mark Marshall of MaximumInteractive.com for doing such a great job at MikeMalloy.com. I'll see you tomorrow night, I hope. Take care.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the IE America Radio Network. Copyright 2003.
Another audio clip from the production meeting. Doug Steffen.
What production meeting?
The drive. You know how many radio stations we're on? We must be doing something right, guys.
Imagine if we really tried.
Yeah.
If we don't care, and it shows.
Doug Steffen's Good Day. On the IE America Radio Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers. This is Kathy Bay, producer of The Mike Malloy Show on the IE America Radio Network. I invite you to join Mike Malloy every night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time for 3 hours of passionate, progressive, political talk radio. Stay connected. Join Mike Malloy as he heats up the airwaves on the radio, the Internet, and Sirius Satellite Channel 145. Join the resistance. Listen weeknights at 9 p.m. and give Mike a call. 1-800-TALK-YES.
Radio Network News, I'm Darren Copeland. At least least one person was killed and 20 others were injured when Israeli helicopter gunships fired missiles and hit a car near Gaza City. It's not yet known who or what the target of the attack was. Israel has targeted members of the militant Islamic group Hamas recently. The group claimed responsibility for the bombing of the bus in Jerusalem last week that killed 21 people. A convention of 500 labor union representatives in Manhattan Beach, California, decided today to support Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante in the October 7th recall election. AFL-CIO spokesperson Miguel Contreras said in doing so, the group also has pledged to vote against recalling Governor Gray Davis. He says they will be contacting their membership throughout the state, asking them to support their position on the election. Citing the recent power blackout in parts of the Northeast and Midwest,